This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How much better is the job market, if at all? We'll find out this morning. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, there is some optimism among economists because recent weekly reports have showed declining layoffs and more hiring. One survey forecasts that employers added 180,000 jobs last month, but many of them seasonal and temporary. Another survey predicts an 8.7% December unemployment rate. November's national jobless rate was 8.6%. Lower than previous months, in part because a lot of people just stopped looking for work, thereby lowering the universe of job seekers. Dave?
Now, Rich, President Obama called November's unemployment drop significant improvement, but Mitt Romney keeps calling him a jobs killer.
There's a big gap between what he promised and what he delivered.
The Republican's stumping in South Carolina. Later, he goes to New Hampshire, where the other candidates are trying to catch him. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Manchester.
Dave, at a town hall meeting here in the Granite State yesterday, some in that crowd not liking Rick Santorum's stance against gay marriage. Santorum's pulled in $2 million in just the last two days following his surge in Iowa. John Huntsman gets endorsed by the Boston Globe. Ron Paul returns to New Hampshire today following a couple of days off. Meantime, all the candidates continue to work the state, attacking frontrunner Mitt Romney and each other and President Obama. Dave?
Jeff, NATO lost more troops today. 5 killed in attacks in Afghanistan, 3 yesterday. No word if they're Americans or not, but the bombings were in an area where the U.S. has a strong presence. In Syria, at least 10 are dead in what state TV calls a suicide bombing on a bus in Damascus. There was a candlelight vigil in Ogden, Utah last night. Hundreds remembering a murdered police officer.
He was a great father, husband, brother, son.
That's Jared Frankham's brother. Frankham was one of 6 police officers shot in a drug bust gone bad. The other 5 were wounded. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying 3 words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
The government and political games. Politicians play games while the rest of us run our businesses. And I want a bank that doesn't play games. Prosperity Bank. That's where I bank. No games, just good solid banking. Prosperity Bank is Texas-based and Texas-strong. The real bankers at Prosperity Bank understand my business. They have answers and solutions to help me grow my business with the capital and services I need. With real bankers who take care of customers and even answer their own phones. Prosperity bankers know how to listen and don't play games. And the Prosperity bankers are making business loans right now to big Texas businesses and to small. So go in and talk to them about your business. Maybe Prosperity should be your bank, too. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. 175 banking centers across Texas. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It is 60 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the upper 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. And Brian Mann is dead after a two-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon east of the Rudder Freeway. State troopers say 88-year-old Willie Glover was headed west on Old Reliance Road near Rudder High School when he veered into oncoming traffic and hit a dump truck head-on. Glover, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not known why Glover swerved and hit the truck. The accident tied up traffic on Old Reliance during the Thursday afternoon commute, causing delays on the Rudder Freeway and near the high school. The Brownsville Police Department is promising a full and complete investigation into Wednesday's shooting death of a middle school student by two of its officers.
15-year-old Jaime Gonzalez, who was carrying a gun inside the school, was shot and killed when police say he pointed the weapon at them. Police say it looked like a Glock, although the gun turned out to be a pellet pistol. And the eighth grader's parents are now questioning the officer's use of deadly force. But Detective J.J. Trevino says the officers did what they were trained to do.
Basically, the officers, they followed their training. They are trained to eliminate whatever threat is in front of them.
Police are still working to determine why Gonzalez brought the gun onto school grounds. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
Counselors were made available yesterday to students and staff where police fatally shot Gonzalez. Cummings Middle School in Brownsville is closed until today as police continue their investigation. A district spokeswoman says about 200 students and staff showed up Thursday morning for classes at a nearby recently completed but unoccupied elementary school. Governor Rick Perry has renewed a proclamation declaring Texas a disaster due to the drought. Perry renewed the proclamation on December 27th, a year after he initially declared the drought a disaster. The proclamation allows municipalities to apply for state assistance in dealing with the drought's impacts, including fighting and recovering from wildfires. One of the worst droughts on record has parched Texas in the past year, leading to some of the worst wildfires ever seen in the state, destroying hundreds of homes and scorching thousands of acres. It may not feel like it, but the peak of flu season is just a few weeks away.
So far, we have not had very many cases of flu reported around Texas. But Dr. Paul Gleason at the Baylor College of Medicine Influenza Research Center says it's coming.
Generally, the flu starts up about this time of the year. It peaks the middle of February and then trails off by the end of March.
Gleason says most of the flu activity so far has been in the mountain states and the southeast. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
A congressman says he believes a soldier's version of events after security screeners at the Midland Airport found explosives in the soldier's duffel bag. Republican Congressman Mike Conaway of Midland says FBI and Transportation Security Administration officials have given him details of the Saturday find in Trey Scott Atwater's luggage. Screeners found two 2.5-pound blocks of C4 in his luggage. Conaway says he takes the 30-year-old Fort Bragg soldier at his word that he was unaware the explosives were in his bag. A hearing is scheduled for today in Midland to determine whether Atwater will remain in custody. The first AAA Texas Retail Gas Survey of 2012 finds that prices statewide have jumped an average of 6 cents this week. The association says the average price is about $3.15 a gallon. Gas prices have also edged up nationally, adding 7 cents this week to reach an average of $3.32 a gallon. The Texarkana had the most expensive gasoline this week across Texas at $3.19 on average. The least expensive gasoline in the survey was found in El Paso at $3.02 a gallon. And Brazos County is redesigning its website, and they're asking for your help. Webmaster Patricia Fish says part of the new design relies on the community's creativity.
Part of that design is the submission of photos for to be used on the website's banner and slideshows and things like that.
Fish says the photographs could be of anything that represents Brazos County, from nature scenes to landmarks. She also says the photos must be royalty-free. If you want to help and submit one of your favorite photos, you can check out this story online at WTAW.com for instructions. The deadline for submission is February 3rd. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 60 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, are you struggling to find a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy? Well, let me introduce you to a Regis Virtual Office. Now, they provide all of the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering. You have access to meeting rooms and the use of a private office. And you can find out why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies now use Regis, because you can customize your needs, manage your budget. Call Regis right now. Regis is the new way to work. And you can find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and you get 2 months free. Just go to their website, R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Hannity. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call their toll-free number. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more.
High pressure over the Gulf and control of our weather. That's going to keep things warm over the next several days. Any clouds will give way to sunshine today. Temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. We could see a shower off to our east, low 70s. It'll cloud up tomorrow night. Lows are going to be in the lower 50s. Lots of clouds for Sunday. A few widely scattered showers possible, especially Sunday afternoon. A high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie basketball teams are both at Reed Arena this weekend. The men tomorrow with Iowa State. The women on Sunday with Oklahoma. We will talk about that. We'll hear from them, too. Also, Sam Houston State Bearcats go for a national championship tomorrow at noon against North Dakota State up in Fresno. And we got high school basketball tonight, the district kind. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. Computer keyboards.
That game would be in Frisco.
What did I say?
Fresno.
I said Fresno?
Yeah.
Ah, boy. Yeah, it starts with an F, ends with an O.
There you go.
Yeah, you got
pretty
it.
Cool.
You were close. You were
both
close.
Have an R in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking Fresno lately.
You got know, that wordiology going for
there
us.
You go.
Are you going too? Everybody's leaving for Fresno.
Yeah.
Tom, are you going to be a coach?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
6:13.
I'm going to do sidelines at Fresno. Yeah. They're kind of tight. Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
That's
your
okay.
show.
This morning we'll hear, no, it's our show, but it's okay. This morning we'll hear about how a computer keyboard and bowling shoes could be the same.
Where's bowling shoes? Oh.
Is that bowling green?
No. Yeah, they're both red
bowling,
and green
like,
and
yeah,
ugly.
Bowling green, yeah, could
and
be
have
that.
Numbers on them.
Yep.
and come in size 14 if you ask.
Yeah, suppose that's probably right. So yeah, we'll see if we can get to that. And in the meantime, an upscale French fashion chain got caught with its pants down, literally.
Hmm.
They published an ad for its children's clothing line.
I don't like where this is going.
No, it's not really good. And accidentally included a full frontal of a dude in the picture.
Really?
The company called Lido, the ad shows...
They may be doling out Lido before it's all said and done.
Shows four happy kids in the foreground, you know, selling the clothes, running on the beach, and... Right there in the upper right-hand corner, in the background, albeit a good, 200 feet from the kids, is a dude.
All of him, huh?
Yeah, just right there in the water. Now, somehow or other, they didn't catch it, what they're saying. Obviously, customers did. Company apologized on their Facebook page, says it was an accident. And they took the picture down quickly, but once it's up there, there are people who have captured it, and they've gone ahead and thrown it all over the interweb.
Sure they have.
So again, it's an upscale clothing company selling clothes for kids with a dude, all of him in the background.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on damage control all year.
Now comes the story of one drunk puppy, literally.
That is one drunk puppy. He's a drunk puppy right there.
I'll tell you what. Next time, you're drinking your vodka and Coke. I don't understand. To me, it's kind of like, anything in Dr. Pepper, but nonetheless. 26-year-old.
Well, I mean, would you mix scotch and orange juice?
Yeah, I mean, well, it just all depends, right?
Depends on your taste.
Okay. Or lack thereof.
Yeah, or what you got in the cabinet. Matthew Cox, age 26, pretty much left his glass on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta hate that.
Went outside to have him a cig. Uh-huh. Okay. And returned to find his six-month-old lab puppy, Max, had finished the drink for him. British man was too drunk himself to help the swaying puppy and ended up leaving him with his roommate when he went out.
Really?
Let me leave you my drunk puppy. Yep. Now Matthew has been banned from having a dog for 3 years.
Oh, they can do that over there?
Well, I'm thinking maybe a landlord did that, but I don't know. Not sure.
How awesome would that be, though?
Yeah.
I mean, not that it would prevent anybody from having one, Michael Vick, but you know, it would be nice if we could do
go
that.
Go ahead and if you could, yes, put him in a cage next to a tree. Anyway, Max has found a new home. Police were alerted to the situation by two girls who saw Max the puppy. Max the puppy.
Was he hitting on him?
No, he was staggering and falling down outside.
Then he hit on him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, then he hit on him. He said, hey,
you sure are pretty.
That's right.
Don't you judge me. I'm a dog.
It's gonna be a good dog. Bet you can't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Perfect situation. Train, a plane, a bus. You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's January the 6th.
And before you start the
birthday.
Before you start the birthdays, if you woke up this morning and went, wow.
Oh, yeah, like I do that every morning.
I did because Tucker was calling me saying, hey, man. And I said, wow.
I
overslept.
Oh, that's very nice.
You know,
nice.
I didn't
Nicely
see your
done.
Car in the parking
and
lot.
And that would be why.
Yeah, there you go, because I was a little late.
I love it when a plan falls apart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, the other reason might be because today's the Epiphany. But anyway.
Well, there you go.
Hey, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Chase had an epiphany when he woke up.
Yeah, some dummy forgot to turn on his alarm clock last night.
All right,
was,
there we go.
It was O followed by some naughty word. Yeah, right, there you go. Happy birthday to you this weekend, if it's your birthday. Today, country singer Earl Scruggs is still kicking around.
Really? I bet he's not kicking very high.
No, probably not. He's 88 years old today. Bless his heart.
God, and he and Lester Flatt used to do cameos on the Beverly Hillbillys.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
There you go. Bonnie Franklin is 68 years old. She's the actress in One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
There you go. Accordionist, that is. Joey. He's the cowpoke king of sky riders in the sky.
Is that right? Well,
he's
there we go.
63 years old.
Somebody
today.
Ought to be.
Well, you know, I caught no accordion players.
Yeah,
sure. Country singer Jet Williams turns 59. And Jackie, if you're listening, our favorite comedic actor's birthday is today. Yeah. That'd be Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jackie and I like him.
So. I like him, too.
Yeah, there you go. He's 57 years old today. Singer Kathy Sledge of the Sister Sledge is 53, and early show co-host Julie Chen turns 42 years old today.
You think her coworkers treat her differently?
Yes, I just do.
Because she's the boss's wife.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably
She's like the boss's wife.
Yeah, big boss.
Right.
Yeah.
Sid Barrett, founder of Pink Floyd, eventually left the group, is 66 years old today. And Nancy Lopez, three-time LPGA golf champion, is 55 years old today. And that's all I got for today.
Lou Harris, a pollster, he is still alive.
Wow.
He is 90 years old.
The majority of Americans agree I'm really old.
That's right. And happy birthday to Lou Holtz. He's 114.
Yeah, really.
Brock Thompson.
Actually, yeah, really. Happy birthday to Holtz.
70, 75.
Sylvester.
Yeah.
There you go. Coming up tomorrow, Paul Revere. Not the original one, but the but the one from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Sure.
He wore that, you know, that triangular hat, you know, and played the keyboards, I think. He's 74 years old tomorrow. Kenny Loggins will be 64 years old. David Caruso.
Oh, I did. You got there
really?
Too fast.
Uh-huh.
You got there too fast.
I'm sorry.
Man.
You want me to come back to him?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Oh, David Caruso.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Come on, here we go.
Good one.
David, of course, standing with his... Mm-hmm. He's got on sunglasses, I don't...
Yeah. Yes, they're about to come off.
I guess so.
Yeah, anytime. He's 56 years old tomorrow. From NYPD Blue and
Miami style.
CSI Miami. Think
so. You don't spend $1,000 on clothes that you're never going to wear.
100 people throwing golf balls at the sight of a death.
Those odds are very slim, aren't they? So the question becomes, Alex, was the mob sent to draw us to the crime scene? Or sent to destroy it?
Yeah!
There you go.
Always good for a one-liner.
And what you got to say is, he left television. Yeah. What was he in that other police
show? NYPD Blue.
NYPD Blue. To go and become a star in the movies, and that didn't work out.
Right.
And so he came back, and really came back even bigger than he was before. I mean, you've got to give him credit for that.
At one time, the most watched show in the world, wasn't
it? Yeah, and I may well still be. And, I mean, if you look at it, nobody acts like that, but he's made a pretty good living.
He sure has.
He does pretty well.
Katie Couric will be 55 years old tomorrow, the Today Show co-host. And Nicolas Cage.
Oh, just a big old bag of crazy today.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage will be 48 years old tomorrow.
Huh. He's put a lot of crazy into 48 years.
Right. David Yost will be 41, one of the original Power Rangers, Billy the Blue Ranger.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner, The Hurt Locker, The Town. He's in that Mission Impossible movie that's on the screens right now. He's 41 years old tomorrow. And that's all I got.
Jeremy had a little altercation in Thailand 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
That did not go well.
I heard about that.
Well, I know you had a big list, and you know it's easy to overlook somebody.
Sure it is. Yeah. Somebody important.
I mean, Dustin Diamond.
Oh, was that? When is that? Is that this weekend?
That's on Sunday. It's on Saturday.
That's a screech.
Yeah. As a matter of fact. All right. Yeah. Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you didn't do Sunday.
Oh, no, no. I haven't done Sunday. Right. Yeah, that was Saturday. Let's go on down. Thank you.
Yeah.
Charles Osgood. He's on the show that Scott and I like that Sunday morning on CBS. Mm-hmm. He'll be 79 years old on Sunday. Shirley Bassey, is she still with us?
She is.
75 years old. Bob Eubanks, remember the newlywed game?
Sure. Yeah.
74 years old. Yvette Mimieux, longtime actress, blonde, 73. Stephen Hawking will turn 70 years old.
We have a Stephen Hawking quiz today.
Oh, my goodness.
Our trivia is on Stephen Hawking.
Oh, that's no easy question, I'll bet.
Probably.
David Bowie, the rock star from the 60s, is 65 years old. And Amy Dolan, she's a movie actress and the daughter of Mickey of the Monkees, is 43 years old on Sunday. And R. Kelly is a singer, is 45 years old.
And the lovely and talented Larry Storch, who is still with
us. From F Troop?
At the age of 89.
There you go.
Yeah, is there. And, of course, Sunday would be Evis's birthday.
That's true.
He is. He's just celebrating.
Would have been 77.
Privately, yep. Mm-hmm. 624.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, here he is, political genius Howard Dean. Remember this. Now he's predicting this about the Republicans.
The Republican Congress is incredibly unpopular. Even though the Senate is run by Democrats, the Republicans are getting all the blame in the Senate, as they deserve, in my view, for nothing getting done. And they're gonna, I do not believe, if President Obama wins, I do not believe that the Republicans are going to hold on to the House. And I think there's a good chance they won't take the Senate, even though the math works very much in their favors. The Republican brand stinks right now.
With all due respect, Dr. Dean, when we need your advice, we'll ask for it.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, are you struggling to find a permanent office solution for your home business, but you still have the budget restraints of a startup? Or maybe you need a business presence in another part of the country, but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Well, let me introduce you to a Regis Virtual Office. Now, they provide all of the benefits of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering. You have access to meeting rooms and the use of a private office. And you can find out why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies now use Regis, because you can customize your needs, manage your budget. Call Regis right now. Regis is the new way to work. And you can find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and you get 2 months free. Just go to their website, R-E-G-U-S, Regis.com/Hannity. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call their toll-free number. It's 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
More opportunities online. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's an encouraging report on the job market from Monster.com. It says more employers were recruiting online last month than in December of 2010. Monster says its numbers point to slow, steady growth. Transportation and warehousing were among the top growth industries. If you'll be flying a lot this year, don't expect the experience to get a lot better or cheaper. FareCompare.com says the airlines will seize every opportunity to raise fares, and the much-hated fees are not only here to stay, they'll likely go higher. But the forecast says carriers will still be offering deals to lure leisure passengers, especially during the less popular times to fly. FareCompare also predicts bad behavior by celebrities, airline workers, and ordinary passengers will make the news from time to time. Stock market futures are a little bit higher right now. Ruby Tuesday posted a loss for the latest quarter. The restaurant chain was profitable a year ago. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2WAVE. About 76 for a high temperature today. Should be nice. Could be a little windy, though. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. 59 tonight. 71 on Saturday and Sunday. Got a chance of showers coming into the forecast on Sunday at 20% and 60% on Sunday night, 60% on Monday, and 50% on Monday night. It'll be cooler as well on Monday with a high temperature of 57 and a low of 45. But again, enjoy the day today. Humidity is 95% right now. Winds are from the south at 7, and we've got 60 degrees out there.
Everyone knows we have an obesity problem because people are eating too much food. But it's also because people are drinking too much drink. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Get in the zone!
Use your tax refund to do those auto repairs you've been putting off. At AutoZone, we can help make your refund go a long way. From brakes to engines, AutoZone has the quality parts, low prices, and expert advice to help you get your car back in top working order. So don't put it off any longer. Come to AutoZone today and put your tax refund to work before those small repairs become big ones. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
New Year's is when people start thinking about losing weight, and more people are thinking about it all over the world.
You have six countries with two-thirds of the adults are overweight. Mexico, Egypt, and South Africa are in there. Half of the countries with over half of the adults overweight are low- and middle-income countries.
Professor Barry Popkin, author of the book, The World is Fat.
China, where I've been working for the last 20 years, we started off in the 1980s with no overweight. Today, a third of Chinese adults and almost 20% of kids are overweight and obese.
People in the rest of the world, just like here, are eating more and exercising less. But there's another issue as well.
Let's talk about drinking. In the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, across the globe, people drank water, a little bit of tea and coffee with sugar, and some milk. All of a sudden today, we've doubled and tripled the amount of calories from beverages. The average American drinks 460 calories of beverages, but when you drink a beverage with calories, you don't cut your food intake down.
And we're not just eating more, we're eating more often.
We used to eat only three meals a day and drink during those meals and one other time during a day in the 50s and 60s. Today, we eat five times a day, and the snacks for children and adolescents and young adults equal their meals, and they drink double the times they did before, caloric beverages.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Yeah, we said 60 right now at the studio, and we're looking at temperatures at least maybe in the mid-70s today for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast here in a moment. An accident that caused delays on Old Reliance Road and Highway 6 Thursday afternoon also killed a Bryan man. Authorities say 88-year-old Willie Glover was driving west on Old Reliance when he swerved into oncoming traffic and hit an eastbound dump truck. Glover was not wearing a seatbelt and died at the scene. The truck driver was not hurt. It isn't known why Glover swerved in the first place. That accident happened a little more than a mile east of Highway 6, the Rudder Freeway, and was just east of Rudder High School. Investigators looking into the Christmas Day massacre in Grapevine have been able to get the answers to a couple of major questions, but those answers are still not helping establish a cause.
In fact, 58-year-old Aziz Yazdanpana was the shooter, but the motive is still up in the air. Investigators knew a bank had foreclosed on his home and wondered if he was on the verge of getting thrown out. But Sergeant Robert Eberling of the Grapevine Police Department says that isn't the case.
It doesn't look like they were in the position, or the bank was in the position to, you know, have him removed from the home anytime soon. It looks like the first action that they're going to be able to make on it would be sometime in early March of this year.
One other possible clue was a computer seized in that Colleyville home. But now Eberling says electricity had been cut to the house, so there was probably no new information that could give a clue. L.P. Phillips, TSN News.
It's a bizarre story, but a 15-year-old Texas girl deported from the U.S. after she claimed to be an illegal alien could return soon. The Colombian government says the U.S. Embassy on Thursday submitted the necessary documents for Jacadri and Larice Turner to come back to the U.S. The Colombian government also says the girl is in the care of a welfare program. It says Turner was working in a call center before Dallas police found her and alerted U.S. and Colombian officials that she was a U.S. citizen. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement official says Turner has maintained after being arrested in Houston for theft and through the deportation proceedings that she was a Colombian adult in the U.S. illegally.
Texas A&M Real Estate Center officials say the Texas housing market is expected to tread water during 2012.
Texas A&M Real Estate Center Director Jim Gaines told San Antonio's annual housing forecast the state's housing market is gaining strength, but is still weighted down by continuing foreclosures and tighter mortgage lending standards.
Yeah, we bottomed. We're slowly turning back up.
He says Texas is far better off than the rest of the nation. He says prices here are rising, while places like Arizona and Florida will keep falling throughout the year. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
General Motors is asking owners of its electric Volt car to return the car to the dealer for repairs that will lower the risk of battery fires. The repairs will add steel to the plates, protecting the batteries. The company hopes that will ease worries about the car's safety, which came to the fore last year when three Volt batteries caught fire after government crash tests. FEMA's urging anyone who even thinks you might qualify for disaster assistance to just go ahead and apply.
The reason for FEMA's urgency? The deadline to apply is today, Friday. Spokeswoman Erica Lopez says they've already granted $36 million to Texas families in need and know there are more who don't think they're eligible.
So if your home has been directly affected by the wildfires, you may be eligible for direct grant assistance in the form of for rental replacement or repair of your home.
Or let's say your home was not destroyed, but the contents were affected, or even your car is inoperable. Lopez says that could qualify as well. The number to call is 1-800-621-FEMA. In Austin, Jude Lomnelli, TSN News.
And your favorite photograph taken in Brazos County could be featured on the county's new website. Webmaster Patricia Fish says they're asking you to help with the new design by submitting royalty-free photos that represent the county.
These photos can be anything which represent Brazos County, which Brazos County uses as, you know, a point of pride, you know, that kind of thing. Like, of course, one of them, which represents Brazos County, obviously, is Texas A&M, but there's several other buildings. There's a historic downtown.
Fish says the photos will be used on the website in the banner, the background, and slideshows. If you want to submit a photo, check out this story online at WTAW.com for instructions. The deadline for submission is February 3rd. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 60 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If cancer is discovered, you want the best treatment. It isn't time to try somebody out, take risks, or just hope for good outcomes. St. Joseph understands. They didn't become best in the region by compromising. Protocols, pinpoint accurate equipment, their award-winning team, everything top to bottom was designed to give you the very best chance of defeating cancer. It's why cancer survivors sing St. Joseph's praises every winning day. St-Joseph.org/cancer.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, it's 6:38. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
More warm weather across the region for today. We'll see lots of clouds giving way to some sun, high 70 to 75. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, highs near 70. We'll miss some rain just off to our east tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it'll cloud up. Lows will be near 50. Cloudy on Sunday. There is the chance of some showers. We'd certainly welcome the rain. Highs on Sunday, a mild 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Reed Arena will be busy this weekend with Aggie basketball. The men play tomorrow at 3 with Iowa State. The women play Sunday at 2 with Oklahoma. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NFL wildcard weekend. The Houston Texans play their first ever playoff game tomorrow afternoon. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Tomorrow afternoon, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3:30, I believe, is the kickoff.
Hope the field's in better
with
shape.
The Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
Wasn't it also at the Orange Bowl that they had some issues with turf just
just coming up in clumps?
Yeah, because West Virginia was wearing it out.
Yeah. They kept running in the same place, like, between the hash marks and between the goal lines.
Yeah, and the groundskeeper said, it ain't made for this many touchdowns.
That's right. We're not supposed to have this many points. This is where the Dolphins play.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess the little bit of video I saw of that as I was watching them continue to pound those guys.
Yeah,
just
that had
like
problems. Yankee Stadium had problems for that.
You would expect that, though,
inside
because
bowl.
They had an area that is
a pinstripe bowl.
They had an area that was a skinned area.
Uh-huh.
You know, that other place, wherever, not Joe Robinson, what's it called now? Like, they've got some name for it. I'm
sure. I know. Yeah.
The park where people gave a lot of money to name it in Miami. Mm-hmm. You know, it looked to me like it got tore up. Anyway, we didn't have a ball game last night?
No, no ball game last night.
Why is that?
Well, it's just the way the calendar fell. Didn't have one on New Year's Day. So
Tonight's the Cat and Bowl.
Yeah. Tonight's
play the Cat and Bowl tonight.
That'll be great.
Tonight's the second to last really significant bowl game. We got, you know, two little Alabama games sneaking in this weekend. But
Played at high school stadiums.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But Kansas State and Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas knows how to win at that Cowboy Stadium. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. Yeah. So now, has ESPN got helicopters showing more buses leaving Baton Rouge coming to New Orleans today?
I don't know. If they can, they will.
Yeah, because this is one of only two bowl games tonight that is not being broadcast by ESPN.
That's right.
Yeah, so
they have
it doesn't
other
exist.
Programming.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
According to ESPN, it doesn't exist.
Not there. Well, let's see here. The political races are heating up in some ways, and you know, things getting testy up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
people taking pot shots at one another.
Well, Mitt's not there to defend himself, for one thing.
That's true.
He snuck down to South Carolina.
Down to South Carolina.
But then you take somebody like Rick Santorum.
Uh huh.
Did you hear what Rick did? I mean,
we're hearing more and more about things that Rick does now that
well,
he's
now yesterday in New Hampshire.
Pertinent. Yeah,
he was talking about. He's relevant. He's been trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
And he's gotten $1 million a day for the last 2 days, but apparently got booed yesterday in New Hampshire.
For?
Talking about gay marriage.
Yeah.
And his stance on that. But this is from Iowa before he left that's kind of got him in a little hot water. Rick Santorum.
I was in Indianola a few months ago, and I was talking to someone who works at the Department of Public Welfare here, and she told me that the state of Iowa is going to get fined if they don't sign up more people onto the Medicaid program. They're just pushing harder and harder to get more and more of you dependent upon them so they can get your vote. That's what the bottom line is. I don't want to make people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
I believe he characterized all of them as being black. That would be on the receiving end.
Wow. Anyway. And nobody made him say that.
No.
I mean, nobody made him say that. But he did.
I've learned that in politics, it's best not to even use a color unless you're describing something that it's inanimate.
That's true.
Now, and then he makes things worse by denying that he used the word black. Well, no, Rick, you really did. I mean,
we got it on tape.
Memorex. Yeah. I believe you said the word black people there. Now, it's interesting because
he misspoke then.
Well, he said, believe me. At first, he responded by saying he'd recently watched the documentary Waiting for Superman, which he characterized as about black children, and that perhaps the quote was in reference to the film. Okay, perhaps the quote? You're the one who said it! What do you mean? You don't know what you were thinking when you said it? Anyway, and there are people who think you misheard the word black. He didn't really say black. It was just a word that sounded like
didn't
black.
Didn't really sound garbled to me.
No. Now, if you want to do some stats, if you want to run some numbers, CBS News looked at the racial distribution of food stamps in Iowa. 9% of the recipients are black. 84% are white. Others pointed out that nationally, whites receive a larger portion of public assistance. But look, you have to understand overall the population makeup, because blacks account for about 12% of the U.S. population and only about 3% of the population in Iowa. When you span it all out, you take federal dollars and you take state dollars, It comes out about like this. 39% are white, 38% are black, 17% are Latino. And as with anything with statistics, you can find a statistic and grab it to support your position. But what in the world is a presidential candidate doing, saying that? I mean, just...
Show Observer would like to hear the cut again.
Okay, I can... let me go back and...
If you can find it.
I can do that, okay.
Public welfare here, and she told me that the state of Iowa is going to get fined if they don't sign up more people onto the Medicaid program. They're just pushing harder and harder to get more and more of you dependent upon them so they can get your vote. That's what the bottom line is. I don't want to make people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money. I want to give them the opportunity to go out and earn the money.
He did kind of soften the B a little bit, but I don't think there's any arguing about what he said.
Yeah, I think that's right. And again, he finishes by saying, I want them to be able to go out and earn their own money. But anytime you take any group and say, those people.
Yeah, them, you.
You, yeah, you are setting them apart. And that's probably not a good thing to be doing. So in the meantime, let's wash our ears out with this. This is, I don't know who this guy is. I probably ought to go look it up. But he posted videos of comedians doing all the major presidential Republican candidates after Iowa.
Uh-huh.
This is the fake commercial comments of Rick Perry.
After the Iowa caucuses last night, Rick Perry let the nation know that he's not going anywhere.
Look, I keep getting made fun of because I don't seem smart. I may not be a master debater. I may not be a polished guy who runs for office, but I would be a great guy who is the head of the country guy. Don't think I'm not smart just because I don't have a big thing of words. But I'm fixing to keep running this race till my shoes wear out or my face falls off. I'll tell you that much right now. Bring it.
Bring it.
That's pretty good imitation.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Guy it's, who is. Yeah. The head of the country guy.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm not smart just because I don't have a big thing of words. But I'm fixing to keep running this race till my shoes wear out or my face falls off. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
You know, how long until he gets a card from George W. Bush that says, thank you for making me not to be the biggest buffoon to ever come from the state of Texas?
That's right.
At well, least wait. In appearances.
Yeah, I understand. Craig James.
Oh, see, now I can't wait for this.
Craig James has rolled out his first commercial.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Rick Perry changed Texas. Cut waste. Reduce taxes. Put people back to work. Like Rick Perry and like you, I know that America can get back on track by getting back to the values that made us great. Uh-huh. I'm Craig James, and I approve this ad because I believe in America.
So he's
on- As opposed to his... As opposed to the other people running for the United States Senate who don't believe in America.
That's right. They hate America.
Yeah.
That's why they want to be in politics.
Uh-huh. But again, and I swear to you, if you see the video, it's the Craig James for Senate commercial. The first picture is Rick Perry.
I know. You
so
sent
he's
it to
his
us
wagon
yesterday.
That, huh?
Yeah, he's on those Rick Perry coattails.
My thought is, which aren't that long right now, are getting
shorter and shorter every day, aren't they?
My thought is that focus group result had not come back before he did the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Perry changed Texas. Cut waste. Reduce taxes. Put people back to work.
Yeah.
Like Rick Perry and like you, I know that America can get back on track by getting back to the values that made us great. Yeah. I'm Craig James, and I approve this ad because I believe in America.
Hmm. Yeah, so there you go. And he's, I guess he's out there running, huh?
I guess so.
He's ready to put his money up there. And
not going
to
put him in a closet.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
Well, he's still got some of that SMU money.
Yeah,
I'll bet.
Well,
a pool is more than a place to swim.
It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There's some basic guidelines that everybody should follow when pruning. You need to prune at the right season. For example, for shade trees, evergreens, summer flowering shrubs and vines, fruit trees and bush roses, that time is during the second half of the winter, before spring growth begins, before buds begin to swell. For spring flowering shrubs and vines, also for climbing roses, it's right after they bloom. You should always have a real reason for any pruning that you do. Probably 80% of the pruning that I see people doing is either done wrong or it's done at the wrong time. Don't ever top any tree at any time. Always use the most appropriate tool for the nature of your pruning work and keep the cuts as close to the remaining limbs as possible. That is, don't leave stubs. Those are some basics. Beyond those, there are specific problem areas that can be really confusing, and we're going to deal with those right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas, your part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So when we get into special pruning problems, let's start with newly planted fruit trees. Here's the problem. You've just gotten home with your new trees. You know that fruit trees are supposed to have their main scaffold branches within 22 to 30 inches of the ground and slightly higher for apples. Your trees, however, only have single stems, perhaps with one or two side branches. How can you get them to sprout new branches way down low on the trunks? In the words of the extension fruit specialist, cut them in half. If you bought a 6-foot tree, cut it back to 36 inches. The shock of that severe pruning will cause dormant buds to start growing. You'll be able to select the 3 or 4 that best meet your needs. Don't confuse that, however, with the topping that folks do to establish mature shade trees and crepe myrtles. The topping is bad. This one-time pruning of new fruit trees is a good thing. How about southern magnolias? The question here is whether or not to leave the lowest limbs to drag the ground. If you do, you won't have much grass beneath the trees. If you do remove those limbs, the trees will take on a more sculpted, formal appearance. You'll still have a lot of shade, and you may have bare ground there. You may have to plant a ground cover. Drive around town and take a lot of mental notes of how others have handled this problem, and then you can formulate your best idea. How about shrubs that are too tall for their places in the landscape? We've all had them. Maybe it's red-tipped photinias beneath windows, boxwoods along a sidewalk. Whatever it is, if it's overgrown, you could try pruning it back one time by 30% or so, 35%. It's best if you do that with hand pruners and loppers rather than head shears. But if you do that repeatedly, you probably have the wrong plant in that place. You either need to move it to a better location or you need to remodel your garden and plant something new in that area. Those are a few of the specific pruning problems. There are a lot of them. We'll try to address others another time here. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Both Aggie basketball teams will be at Reed Arena this weekend, and both teams are looking to get in the Big 12 win column after conference opening losses. The Aggie men play Iowa State tomorrow at 3 after they opened with a 9-point loss at fourth-ranked Baylor on Monday night. Iowa State is 11-3 overall and coming off an impressive 6-point win at home over Texas. The Cyclones like to shoot the three-pointer. They've made 10 or more in 7 games this year, including against the Longhorns. Sophomore Royce White is shooting better than 63% in his last 7 games. We'll carry the game on 1620 right here, starting with the pregame at 2:30 tomorrow. Also in the Big 12 Saturday, 4th-ranked and 14-0 Baylor is at Texas Tech. Undefeated 14-0 Missouri is at Kansas State. Kansas is at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State is at Texas. The Aggie women and the Oklahoma women are both 9-3 for the year, coming to their game Sunday at 2 o'clock at Reed. But OU is 1-0 in the Big 12 after beating Iowa State by 29 on Wednesday night, while the Aggies are 0-1 after falling to Kansas State. Here's A&M coach Gary Blair.
I like playing Oklahoma because I like the style that she coaches, and I just like her kids. She's got good kids. We recruited some. She's recruited some of ours. It's a good matchup.
Tip off at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and we will have the game over on 1150 a.m. The Zone, starting with the pregame at 1:45. High school basketball, the boys are at home, the girls are on the road tonight. A&M Consolidated versus Coppers Cove, Bryan versus Harker Heights, and the Rudder Rangers versus Leander Cedar Ridge, all in district play. The Big 12 is 6-1 so far in college bowl games, and they'll try to finish at 7-1 tonight when Kansas State meets Arkansas in a highly anticipated Cotton Bowl game at Cowboy Stadium. Both teams are 10-2 for the year, with the Razorbacks' only losses to the two teams that are playing for the national title, Alabama and LSU. Kansas State lost back-to-back games to Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be on Fox TV. The NFL wildcard weekend starting tomorrow at 3:30 with the Houston Texans playing their first ever playoff game. They're hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC. Then at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Detroit's at New Orleans in the NFC. On Sunday at noon in the NFC, Atlanta is at New York, the Giants, and at 3:30 in the AFC, Pittsburgh is at Denver. The 14-0 Sam Houston State Bearcats will go for the FCS National Championship tomorrow at noon against 13-1 North Dakota State at Pizza Hut Park in Frisco. The game will be on ESPN2. Sam Houston is outscoring its opponents by nearly 26 points a game this year, and they're seeded number one in the Football Championship Series playoffs. Multiple media reports say that New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien has agreed to succeed legendary Joe Paterno and fill the vacant Penn State head coaching job. His agent Joe Lenna told the AP, though, that O'Brien was, quote, flattered by the interest. ESPN, citing unnamed sources, reported Thursday night that an official announcement would be made on Saturday and that O'Brien would continue on as an assistant with the Patriots the rest of the postseason. Matt Bonner scored 17 points to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 93-71 win over the Dallas Mavericks last night. Richard Jefferson scored 16, and Gary Neal added 12 for the Spurs. Wisconsin running back Monty Ball is coming back for his senior season. In announcing his decision, Ball said that the NFL evaluators told him he'd likely be a third-round pick in April's draft. Ball scored 39 touchdowns this season, tying Barry Sanders' NCAA record. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's the time of year when cotton growers are making plans for the coming season. But growers, you're not alone. The Bayer Crop Science Sales Force and Agronomic Services team are ready to help you build a crop plan powered by industry-leading FiberMax varieties. Just call 866-99-BAYER to find your local sales rep and regional agronomist and turn this coming season into a true success story. Find your local sales rep and regional agronomist at 866-99-BAYER or FiberMax.com.
January's here, and Rattler's Convenience Stores have great specials on things to eat. Try a fresh hot dog in any 20-ounce fountain drink for only $1.49 all month long.
Specials on hot drinks for cold days. Any size coffee or cappuccino for the low price of only 69 cents. And great beer specials to watch all your favorite sports on TV in January. With 12 packs of Bud, Bud Light, Miller Lite, and Coors Light, only $10.99. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home, so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. A $1 million employee without the million.
Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Pretty nice today, about 76, but kind of windy. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 59 is our low. Then tomorrow, 71 is the high. Same thing on Sunday. Then rain coming in here Sunday night, a 60% chance. Same thing on Monday. WGAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Did unemployment go down again last month? And how many Americans found new jobs? We'll find out later this hour. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Many economists are predicting a 0.1% increase in the jobless rate to 8.7% in December. But recent reports on hiring have been good news. And the expectations are the economy added about 150,000 jobs last month, capping a strong job market in the second half of the year. But the jobless rate may still go up because more people feeling better about their employment chances are once again looking for work. And, Dave, that increases the number of people measured for the unemployment rate.
Rich, President Obama's hailed recent job growth as significant improvement, but Mitt Romney remains unimpressed.
He kills innovation and entrepreneurship. He doesn't mean to do that. He just does.
He's campaigning this morning in South Carolina as other Republican candidates play catch-up in New Hampshire 4 days before the primary. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Manchester.
Dave, the gloves are off here in the Granite State.
We're not going to be partners, but we do have a common agreement that we want a more conservative America than Mitt Romney does.
Newt Gingrich and other conservatives on the offensive for another day. Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and John Huntsman try to eat into Mitt Romney's up to 20-point lead in New Hampshire polls. A key endorsement yesterday from Romney's home state, the Boston Globe, endorsing John Huntsman. Santorum's momentum is paying off. He's gotten $2 million in 2 days, and Ron Paul returns to the campaign trail here today. Dave?
Jeff, 5 NATO troops are dead in attacks in Afghanistan. No word on their nationalities. Another bomb today went off as children were rummaging through a trash heap. 6 kids were killed. They're making progress battling rare winter wildfires in Montana.
We were looking at 60, 70 mile an hour gusts out there. It was hard to keep up.
He's a volunteer firefighter. This fire scorched thousands of acres, more than a dozen buildings in the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. The anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $16.67 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 60 degrees right now at the studios. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. It's brought to you by the folks at Zornman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan man is dead after a two-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon east of the Rudder Freeway. State troopers say 88-year-old Willie Glover was headed west on Old Reliance near Rudder High School when he veered into oncoming traffic and hit a dump truck head-on. Glover, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not known why Glover swerved and hit the truck. The truck driver was not hurt. The accident tied up traffic on the Old Reliance during the Thursday afternoon commute, causing delays on the Rudder Freeway and near the high school. The Brownsville Police Department is promising a full and complete investigation into Wednesday's shooting death of a middle school student by two of its officers.
15-year-old Jaime Gonzalez, who was carrying a gun inside the school, was shot and killed when police say he pointed the weapon at them. Police say it looked like a Glock, although the gun turned out to be a pellet pistol. And the eighth grader's parents are now questioning the officer's use of deadly force. But Detective J.J. Trevino says the officers did what they were trained to do.
Basically, the officers, they followed their training. They are trained to eliminate whatever threat is in front of them.
Police are still working to determine why Gonzalez brought the gun onto school grounds. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
Counselors were made available yesterday to students and staff where police fatally shot Gonzalez. Cummings Middle School in Brownsville was closed until today for students, and as police continue their investigation. A district spokeswoman says about 200 students and staff showed up Thursday morning for classes at a nearby recently completed but unoccupied elementary school. Governor Rick Perry has renewed a proclamation declaring Texas a disaster due to the drought. Perry renewed the proclamation on December 27th, a year after he initially declared the drought a disaster. The proclamation allows municipalities to apply for state assistance in dealing with the drought's impacts, including fighting and recovering from wildfires. One of the worst droughts on record has parched Texas in the past year, leading to some of the worst wildfires ever seen in the state, destroying hundreds of homes and scorching thousands of acres. It may not feel like it, but the peak of flu season is just a few weeks away.
So far, we have not had very many cases of flu reported around Texas. But Dr. Paul Gleason at the Baylor College of Medicine Influenza Research Center says it's coming.
Generally, the flu starts up about this time of the year. It peaks the middle of February and then trails off by the end of March.
Gleason says most of the flu activity so far has been in the mountain states and the southeast. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
The first AAA Texas retail gas price survey of 2012 finds prices statewide have jumped an average of 6 cents this week. The association says the average price statewide is up to $3.15 a gallon. Gasoline prices have also edged up nationally, adding 7 cents this week to reach an average of $3.32 a gallon. Texarkana had the most expensive gasoline this week across Texas at an average of $3.19. The least expensive is in El Paso at $3.02. Brazos County's redesigning its website and needs your help. Webmaster Patricia Fish says part of the new design relies on the community's creativity.
Part of that design is the submission of photos for used to be used on the website's banner and slideshows and things like that.
Fish says the photographs can be of anything that represents Brazos County, from nature scenes to landmarks. She also says the photos must be royalty-free. If you want to help and submit one of your favorite photos, check out this story online at WTAW.com for instructions. The deadline for submission of photos is February 3rd. And hundreds of high school seniors at a Houston area school have been caught cheating on a final exam. But they're not exactly facing strict consequences.
About a third of the 600 seniors at Clear Lake High School had the same answers on an English exam taken before winter break. The Clear Creek ISD's Elenia Polson says they noticed those answers were a whole lot like the ones at other district high schools.
We went ahead and altered the test for the following day, and that's when our suspicions were confirmed, because students had penciled in the answers as if it was the first day test.
They think about 200 students cheated. The test has been tossed out. All students now have a choice: retake the test and have that score calculated into their final grade, or not take it and have their grade calculated without the final. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:09. 60 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 710. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
More warm weather across the region for today. We'll see lots of clouds giving way to some sun, high 70 to 75. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, highs near 70. We'll miss some rain just off to our east tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it'll cloud up. Lows will be near 50. Cloudy on Sunday. There is the chance of some showers. We'd certainly welcome the rain. Highs on Sunday, a mild 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Both Aggie basketball opponents this weekend for the men and the women are 1-0 in the Big 12 after they won their openers this week. We'll talk about who's playing who and what time and when. The NFL playoffs, the wild card weekend, starts tomorrow with the Texans playing the Bengals at 3:30. We'll talk about that, high school basketball, and more coming up in sports.
So, yeah, tell me about, I mean, we got anything else on this whole Clear Lake high school, all have similar answers on the English final thingy?
Tom popped in yesterday, and you know, he was surprised by the story. And the thing is, I thought maybe I misheard it. And then Tom came in, and he said something about it, because I had listened to it before we aired it. And then I thought, that sounds a little odd,
mm-hmm.
but I was pressed for time. I thought mm-hmm. it was a pertinent story, and we put it in there. And so then it runs again, or it runs during the newscast. And I thought, okay, that didn't sound any better the second time I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Tom comes in, and we went back and we listened. And sure enough, and I've got the story from the Chronicle right now.
Yeah.
Basically, what has happened is, at least right now, and the investigation supposedly is ongoing, but at least for right now, all they can prove is that they believe they did cheat. They cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they did cheat. So what they did, I think, is a fail-safe, is they threw out the test.
Yeah.
So it's not going to count. But then they came back and said, so now, because we've thrown out the test, rather than give you another test, we're going to give you the option of either taking your grade, the average of your grade, with no final, for your semester grade, or we're going to give you a test, and then that can factor in on your final grade. And as Tom brought out, he said, you know, are there no consequences for cheating? And
right.
and at least right now, just looking into it a little bit more, that investigation is still ongoing. In fact, I was looking for the quote Here we go. This is quoting from the Houston Chronicle. After the investigation, the school is conducting an investigation to track down the source and the extent of the cheating. After the investigation is completed, officials will determine what disciplinary action, if any, they will mete out to students who cheated.
My thought is next time, but this might be for sophomores at Clear Lake to think about,
right?
Is the anomaly of it being one campus within the school district is the red flag.
Right.
So cheat with your friends at other schools next time,
yeah.
And you might not get caught, see? Hello? Because after all, it looks like they're not going to get penalized for cheating.
Right.
Hello?
My senior year in Bryan High back in the day, I was in a position where I could have made an A on the final or an F on the final and gotten a C in the class. So I just took 3 minutes and checked C on the Scantron all the way down, and I ended up making like a 64 on the final.
Well, thanks. When in doubt.
Yeah.
When in doubt.
Yeah,
C is always the way to go.
You know, and the really ridiculous thing about this is, if you take those, and of course, you know, again, if you can prove that they cheated, and which is going to be difficult,
right.
Because right now they're basing it on results, and they're taking an educated guess that's saying, okay, this is not likely this is obvious to us that there was some academic dishonesty going on, because what they did was they changed the test from one day to the next, and then when the test results came in from the next time. The answers were the same. It matched up with what would have been the first version of the test, which told them that they had answers. But what's ridiculous is if you take the people that you know or that you feel like cheated, but you don't know how many of the ones you took.
And who are those people?
Exactly. So what do you do? Do you tell all of them, look, we're not going to let you walk the stage at graduation. We'll give you your diploma, but you can't participate in graduation.
Yeah.
Well, and the other.
And I think what it is that they really, the only option they have right now is a nuclear option, and that's going to go over like a herd of turtles with a bunch of parents.
Because somewhere in there, there's somebody who's not a good test taker,
right?
Who knocked it out of the park, honestly, if you will.
Sure.
And now they're going to be asked to go back because they're part of this senior class, because all of them are going to have to be retested. And what happens if they tank the second time? See, and that's where we end up at the courthouse. See?
Yeah, on day two of this, looking at this a second day, the biggest problem I have is the district giving them the option of not taking the final at all.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what you do is you take, it's going to be a pain in the rear, but you take them into the cafeteria, you put one chair in between them, and you separate everybody out, you fill it full of proctors, and you force all of them to retake that final.
Yeah. But my kid did fine. Why are you making him do it again with the chance that he might not do as well, or she?
Well that's if they studied, ma'am, we are confident that your child, we're confident that your child will excel once again.
Well, no, the way you fix that, I think that, for the kids that didn't cheat, who take it again, they should have their choice of taking the high score of the second test or the third test. You know, they could take whichever was the higher score.
But how do you know they didn't cheat? Yeah.
Well, because if they cheated on the second test, more than likely they made a poor score because the questions were rearranged. So they made a poor score. So if they cheated, then more than likely they're going to make another poor score again.
The slippery slope there is then you set a threshold of performance on the second test, and based on those that you thought cheated.
Right.
And everyone below that threshold of performance must be forced to retake the test.
Yeah, that's an ill-conceived benchmark that you put in to do that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, a little bird told me that you're going to be giving her a wet wrestling ticket. Is that true?
Did you say wet wrestling ticket?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
one lying bird.
Not going to happen today.
No?
Yeah.
When's the wrestling?
Sometime this month.
Depends on when we get the kiddie pool filled up.
Yeah. Depends on when that girl calls her back.
Yeah, right? when the jello finishes.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's move on to important stuff like jello wrestling. Number of twins born in U.S. America has doubled over the last three decades.
Oh.
For some reason or other, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is commenting on this. I don't understand.
Have they figured out all the other ills that we face?
They have to do that. They attribute the huge increase largely to new treatments for fertility. We seem to be making improvements and refinements. More than 137,000 twins were born. Now, is that sets of twins or twins born in 2009?
I'd say sets of twins.
One in every, if you say 137,000 twins, I would think that's 137,000 individual people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's one in every 30 babies. One in every 30 babies, what they say. Okay, so they've discovered these cracks in the wings of airplanes.
Ooh.
And pretty much they're going to say this is not a safety concern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
According to Reuters, recent inspections turned up cracks in the wings of two Airbus A380 jumbo jets, and those are really big jets. Singapore Airlines claims that the cracks pose no safety threats. They're minor cracks. They're described as minor cracks.
When do they become adult cracks?
I'm not sure.
I don't want to be on a plane that has an adult crack.
Yeah, I understand. It bothers me enough when they flap, okay? When you're going down the runway and you watch them,
they do flap a little. Well, how are they going to get in the air if they don't flap some?
These are Singapore Airlines and Qantas fleets. Airbus likely to use a service bulletin to airlines later this month to let us know, instructing them that the crack issue. But that doesn't sound good, does it? Cracks on the wings, I think.
A crack on a plane? What?
Yeah. Not good. All right. State trooper nailed a motorist trying to use the carpool lane by driving with a plastic skeleton in the passenger seat. Obviously not too bright.
If you get pulled over, you might as well go ahead and play the crazy card. This is my friend. You know, just have fun with it at that point.
But what caught the officer's attention was that the guy was speeding and driving aggressively. I mean...
In the HOV lane?
Nice job. Yeah, what do you do? How do you drive aggressively in the HOV lane?
I guess he's tailgating. Because that's about all you can do aggressively in the HOV lane, unless you're going to rub up against the concrete barriers.
The skeleton was outfitted with a white hoodie.
Yeah.
And some kind of a metal cookie tin between its thigh bones.
Which is connected to the hip bone.
It needed a sandwich. You know?
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. Sounds like it could have done with a little caloric intake. Driver ticketed for speeding, an unsafe lane change, and the carpool violation.
So
did they come out of the HOV and go back in? Is it not... Maybe because it's not physically divided.
I've never seen a multi-lane HOV lane.
No. Driver is ticketed for those things. Reportedly had no comment for the trooper concerning the passenger. So, again, didn't do what you had suggested, talking about your special friend right there, but nonetheless.
Not commenting just tells you, give me the ticket, let me get on down the road, which I'm sure the trooper was more than happy to comply.
Yeah, be glad to do that. A Denver woman was charged with punching, scratching, and sliding her rear end against a painting worth more than $30 million.
What? Scratching?
Yeah.
You mean like she had an itch?
I'm not sure. Can't tell you yet.
Did you say punching?
I did. Yeah.
Punched a painting with your... So she sat on it.
36-year-old Carmen Tisch. That's her name.
Tush.
Tisch.
Oh, okay.
Let's call her Tush.
Yeah. rubbed up against the oil canvas, causing $10,000 worth of damage. What, was it still wet? I don't know. Incredibly, alcohol was involved.
No.
The painting is called 1957 J Number 2. It was considered one of the most influential painters, Clifford Still, in post-World War II abstract impressionist artist. Now, look, when you get to abstract, you have to understand not everybody is going to grasp your concept in the painting. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, most of them probably won't rub their behinds on it, but, I mean, she just happened to be expressing her opinion, I suppose. And once again, she's probably holding that stem in her hand that she's filled up two or three times and comes over there and decides she wants to rub on the painting. Not sure. 7:22. Also, the other thing I'd like to talk about a little bit is the story that you had about this 14-year-old American teenager.
I'm about to have to go. So,
oh, are you? Well, we'll do it later then. Okay, because that's kind of an interesting thing. Japan is trying to solve their homeless problem. This isn't a bad idea. Sapporo is putting the homeless to work as local tour guides. The idea... create jobs, put the homeless back to work.
Yeah, that's right. Who knows the area better?
Exactly. Just because they don't have a job doesn't mean that they don't know about the city.
Uh-huh.
That's not a bad idea. We could do that here.
That's right.
We've got a couple of people who you see on the streets and have for years. They probably know some stories.
Yeah.
Anyway, a spokesperson says the most important issue of getting people to curb their prejudice against the homeless, if they'll do that, then these people will be accepted. I'm going to say embrace, but they'd be accepted. Critics say, even though the idea seems like a good one, the homeless aren't exactly getting paid. In fact, It's apparently more like homeless exploitation, they would say. Sapporo, a major tourist district known for its food and annual snow festival. But again, put them to work in some way, shape, or form. Make them socially acceptable, if that's a problem. But let them share their knowledge. I mean, have somebody watch over them for a while. Make sure that they're saying and doing proper things. But why the heck not? And you know what it does? It raises their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they feel better. Maybe go out there and get a job. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. So the homelessest tour guides in Sapporo at 7:23.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
You know one thing I really, really like about Suddenlink's DVR, and this happens a lot to me. You're watching a television show and say halfway through it or three quarters of the way through it, you've got to leave. You got to go do something. You can't finish watching it. Well, it's easy from Suddenlink to record that show and not just start recording it then, but record it from the very first. All you got to do is hit the red button on the remote and that's it. And you're recording that TV show that you're watching and you're recording it from the beginning of the TV show. Isn't that cool? That's just one of the neat things that Suddenlink gives you. You know, they also give you TV, internet, telephone, and home security, all four, and they all bundle into one bill that you get each month. And they're Suddenlink On Demand with over 9,000 hours of free programming. Have you heard about Suddenlink To Go? That's Suddenlink, and you take it with you on your laptop, anywhere you go, or your mobile device. And you got the blazing fast internet, faster than DSL, and free ESPN3.com. If you've been there, that's some sports programming that's not on ESPN or ESPNU or ESPN2 or any of the over-the-air ESPN channels, but only available on the internet. A lot of basketball games and sporting events, even Aggie events, are on that. And you get that free with Suddenlink ESPN3. High-speed internet for $15 a month. Advanced digital TV for $27 a month. Telephone service for $25 a month. You need to call Suddenlink. Save money and enjoy television in a whole new way. Their number is 1-800-915-1866.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today around 76 or so. It could be windy, though, with winds up to 20 miles an hour with gusts. 59 for a low tonight. Then Saturday and Sunday, a high temperature around 71. And then we're going to have a change as we're going to have rain coming in here. 60% chance of showers on Sunday night with a low of 54. Only up to 57 on Monday with a high of 60. Up to 57 and a 60% chance of rain. And then we've got a 50% chance of showers on Monday night. So there you go. Right now, humidity is 96%. Winds are from the south at 7. And we've got 60 degrees outside. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Mitt Romney survived the Santorum surge, barely. Michelle Bachmann suspended her campaign. Ron Paul, Newt Huntsman still kicking, as is Rick Perry after going home to Texas to think things over. And yet there's sadness from the state-controlled media over another development in the wake of the Hawkeye Caucus. After the big Iowa vote, AP reports, you can almost read the tears, that the Occupy movement has not matured into a political force. Not clear whether it will become a liberal counterweight to the Tea Party this election year. In a lengthy analysis, expert after expert decried what went wrong in Iowa for the Occupy people. Now keep in mind that from the outset of this dumb movement, the Occupy crowd has been granted loving media coverage despite their tiny numbers and the deplorable conditions inside their hobo camps. So it was no surprise in Iowa that they earned the drive-by's admiration, especially for heckling Republican candidates and blocking their campaign offices. But they accomplished nothing. They were unable to entice big crowds of like-minded losers to invade Iowa. They were unable to mount an effective anti-Republican campaign that would look spontaneous and somehow create momentum for Democrats. The occupiers, mostly a ragtag bunch of upper-middle-class spoiled brat crybabies, are still, all these months later, unable to communicate a coherent message. We know they don't like profit or capitalism or America, but neither do most liberals. So they fizzled, and they failed their master, Barack Hussein Obama.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available. LifeLock Ultimate. Now, they brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit. Those are essential now, but LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank account if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention my name, which, as you know, is Rush, to receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. The number is 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 60 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An accident that caused delays on Old Reliance Road and Highway 6 Thursday afternoon also killed a Bryan man. Authorities say 88-year-old Willie Glover was driving west on Old Reliance when he swerved into oncoming traffic and hit an eastbound dump truck. Glover was not wearing a seatbelt and died at the scene. The truck driver was not hurt. It isn't known why Glover swerved in the first place. That accident happened a little more than a mile east of Highway 6, the Rudder Freeway, and was just east of Rudder High School. Investigators looking into the Christmas Day massacre in Grapevine have been able to get the answers to a couple of major questions, but those answers still aren't providing clues to a cause.
Police suspect 58-year-old Aziz Yazdanpanah was the shooter, but the motive is still up in the air. Investigators knew a bank had foreclosed on his home and wondered if he was on the verge of getting thrown out. But Sergeant Robert Eberling of the Grapevine Police Department says that isn't the case.
It doesn't look like they were in the position, or the bank was in the position to, you know, have him removed from the home anytime soon. It looks like the first action that they're going to be able to make on it would be sometime in early March of this year.
One other possible clue was a computer seized in that Colleyville home. But now Eberling says electricity had been cut to the house, so there was probably no new information that could give a clue. LP Phillips, TSN News.
A 15-year-old Texas girl who was deported from the U.S. after she claimed to be an illegal immigrant could soon return. The Colombian government says the U.S. Embassy on Thursday submitted the necessary documents for Jacadrian Lloris Turner to come back to the U.S. The Colombian government also says the girl is in the care of a welfare program. It says Turner was working in a call center before Dallas police found her and alerted U.S. and Colombian officials that she was a U.S. citizen. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement official says Turner maintained after being arrested in Houston for theft and through the deportation process that she was an adult from Colombia and in the U.S. illegally. Texas A&M Real Estate Center officials say the Texas housing market is expected to tread water during 2012.
Texas A&M Real Estate Center Director Jim Gaines told San Antonio's annual housing forecast the state's housing market is gaining strength. but is still weighted down by continuing foreclosures and tighter mortgage lending standards.
Yeah, we've bottomed. We're slowly turning back up.
He says Texas is far better off than the rest of the nation. He says prices here are rising, while places like Arizona and Florida will keep falling throughout the year. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
General Motors is asking owners of its electric Volt car to return the car to the dealer for repairs that will lower the risk of battery fires. The repairs will add steel to the plates protecting the batteries. The company hopes that will erase worries about the car's safety, which have come to the fore in the past year. Three Volt batteries caught fire after government crash tests last year. FEMA is urging anyone who even thinks you might qualify for disaster assistance to go ahead and apply.
The reason for FEMA's urgency? The deadline to apply is today, Friday. Spokeswoman Erica Lopez says they've already granted $36 million to Texas families in need and know there are more who don't think they're eligible.
So if your home has been directly affected by the wildfires, you may be eligible for direct grant assistance in the form of for rental replacement or repair of your home.
Or let's say your home was not destroyed, but the contents were affected, or even your car is inoperable. Lopez says that could qualify as well. The number to call is 1-800-621-FEMA. In Austin, Jude Lomnillet, TSN News.
And your favorite photograph taken in Brazos County could be featured on the county's new website. Webmaster Patricia Fish says they're asking you to help with the new design by submitting royalty-free photos that represent the county.
These photos can be anything which represent Brazos County, which Brazos County uses as, you know, a point of pride, you know, that kind of thing. Like, of course, one of them, which represents Brazos County, obviously, is Texas A&M, but there's several other buildings. There's a historic downtown.
Fish says the photos will be used on the website, in the banner, the background, and on slideshows. If you want to submit a photo, just check out this story online at WTAW.com for instructions. The deadline for photo submissions is February 3rd. WTAW News Time is coming up on 7:35. It's 60 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect. He drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof. It's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done. And after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant. And the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
If you could choose the perfect person to help you care for your parents or grandparents, you'd want someone dependable, trustworthy, and above all, passionate about helping seniors maintain their dignity and independence as they grow old. I'm David Guest, president of Home Instead Senior Care. Many of our caregivers have provided over 20,000 hours of individual service to seniors right here in the Brazos Valley, and each one undergoes extensive training and a thorough background check, ensuring your friends and loved ones are always in good hands. Call 268-6880 today and learn why at Home Instead, to us, it's personal.
It's 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure over the Gulf in control of our weather. That's going to keep things warm over the next several days. Any clouds will give way to sunshine today. Temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. We could see a shower off to our east, low 70s. It'll cloud up tomorrow night. Lows are going to be in the lower 50s.
Lots of clouds for Sunday. A few widely scattered showers possible, especially Sunday afternoon, a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll tell you the latest we know about the A&M football coaching staff and when that might be announced. We'll also talk football as Sam Houston State will go for a national championship tomorrow. And tonight is the Cotton Bowl, Kansas State and Arkansas at Arlington. That and Aggie basketball and more coming up in sports.
There you are. And again, we like our numbers better. That's 60% chance of rain on Sunday night and maybe a 60% chance of rain on Monday during the day. Because we still need it.
Yes, we do.
There's a great need for that. So anyway, we were talking about a story Chase had about the 14-year-old U.S. American teenage girl who was a runaway, ends up going through the system, and the next thing you know, well, not really the next thing, because it takes a while to get through all that.
Right.
She's deported. She ends up in South America, wandering the streets in Colombia.
Yeah.
So anything else we know about this? This is kind of a...
Ran away from home in 2010, was reported missing November 19th of 2010, so a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
She was arrested by Houston police in April of 2011, told them at the time that her name was Tika Lene Cortez, the name of a Colombian woman born in 1990. Immigration officials say they found...
Excuse me, and I wonder how she got that. You know,
you immediately think it's probably an acquaintance,
yeah,
something like that.
So. Yeah.
Immigration officials say they found nothing after her arrest that contradicted her story or assumed name, but were investigating the circumstances which led to the accidental deportation.
Kind of wondering how hard they looked.
Oh, by the way, once she had arrived in Colombia, Ms. Turner appears to have spent several months living and working in the capital of Bogota.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another story. Let me go back. Let's see. New York Daily News, and pulling up the story right now.
She's 14 right now
and doesn't speak Spanish, by the way. Which, if you're going to say that you're a Colombian in the country illegally,
yeah.
Let's be honest. Was she faking an accent? Did she even have an accent? Was she even trying to have an accent? Would that not have tipped you off if she didn't have one? And then the other thing is apparently she may have also turned up pregnant. So.
There you go. So just a little bit more complicated. Scientists on the verge of developing a super memory pill. I don't remember where they're doing it then.
A super memory pill?
A super memory pill.
What if you forget to take it?
Yeah. A team of scientists from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, found that suppressing a molecule called PKR in the brains of mice improve the rodent's memory function and learning abilities. I don't want to take this and then find out where the cheese is. I don't care.
That's right.
You know?
That's not that
important to me find out where the crumbs are.
Yeah, but you do want to remember where the traps are.
Yeah.
Though, so.
Stop PKR. We'll have a movement soon.
That's right.
Suppress that molecule, PKR.
Yeah, occupy PKR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The British have some interesting ancestors. 1 in 20 Brits related to a criminal, and 1 in 100 related to a pirate. Yeah! You could be a pirate. Anyway, that's their ancestry, .co.uk. I guess that's like ancestry.com for those people over there. Just saying. Airline pilot had an encounter with something even more weird than a flying saucer. That would be a flying shark. A flying shark.
Oh, that's just terrifying.
It is. And if it was dressed like a clown, then that would really be a problem.
Man.
Yeah. Air New Zealand pilot was on his final descent into Christchurch International Airport. When he radioed ground control, witnesses say he reported seeing a shark flying at several thousand feet. Experts later solved the mystery. Turned out to be a remote-control helium-filled shark toy.
Oh, like in a parade.
That somebody had received for a Christmas gift.
How did that not get sucked into the engine?
Not sure. The air swimmer toy developed at Stanford was labeled as for indoor use only. Obviously, they didn't follow the instructions.
Mm. Thanks a lot, Stanford nerds. You gave us flying sharks.
Have we heard about the air swimmer? Are they just selling that in foreign countries?
This is news to me.
Once again, get to have those neat products over there. Well, as we mentioned to you, we do a little trivia thing here.
Yes.
It's an ABCD thing, and it's to kind of a pop culture recent current events quiz that, for lack of a better name, we call Jethro Trivia.
That's right. Are we doing it now?
We are.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking, the brilliant physicist and mathematician who's been here a couple of times.
Right. Turned 70 on Sunday. Yeah.
Contributions to various science disciplines nearly unparalleled. And as mentioned, celebrating his 70th this weekend. In a new interview, he says the biggest mystery in the universe is what? A, why aliens have long faces. B, how realtors you've never heard of get your home address. C, women. And D, whether or not there's a God.
Oh, well, he's done a documentary, a show on D, so I'm going to say D.
Okay. I'm going to say C.
Yeah, it's C.
Oh, it's women?
It's C.
He thinks he's answered the God question.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When asked,
I think
by,
he's in for a sore disappointment, but he thinks he's answered it. So.
New Scientist magazine, he thinks about most, they ask him what he thinks about most, the Cambridge University professor, renowned for unraveling some of the most complex questions in modern physics, said women. They are a complete mystery. So there you are.
Was this a joke? I mean,
saying.
He was
not
trying
sure.
to get a laugh.
All I'm saying, if he can't figure it out, what chance do we have?
Exactly.
What chance? Why I quit golf. I'm going, hey, at that time, Jack Nicklaus can't figure out how to do this. What am I doing out here? Yeah.
That's right. If Jack can't make every shot, I have no chance.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. IRS going where the money is. They're cracking down on millionaires who underpay their taxes. In an annual report, patting themselves on the back, agency says it went after extra tax payments last year for 1 in 8 people with annual incomes of over $1 million. So the effort netted them $55 billion. If that had been a fail, do you think they'd have done a news release on it?
Probably not.
Hey, we went after some money, but we weren't able to.
We didn't get any.
Hey, so did you hear about Herman Cain?
What'd he do?
Herman Cain's got the Cain Solution Revolution. He was on Borch yesterday saying that he was going to announce it on Sean Hannity's show.
Oh, well, nice.
Thanks a lot.
I'm guessing television and not radio.
Right, yeah, television, yep. Going to travel the country touting the 999 plan, a tour he's calling Cain Solution Revolution. Tour will start sometime next month. Also said he would endorse the eventual Republican nominee and would stand back from the primary. Okay. And I thought he's going to spend more time with his family. Is his family going to be on the bus?
No. He didn't say anything about spending more time with his family. He had an appointment with his wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. Is the wife going to be on the bus?
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says he's going to be on the bus.
Who's going to be on the bus?
I don't know. Now that, let's not start that.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I just...
Yeah.
All right, wash our ears.
It'll be pizza on the bus.
Let's cleanse. That's right. Let's cleanse our ears with this, then. Holiday treats are on the way out, so now the Girl Scouts introducing a new cookie. A new cookie. Little Brownie Bakers, that's the company that... Why is it called Brownies if it's Girl Scouts?
But why don't they sell brownies?
Yeah. Describe the new confection...
Wait, are we supposed to... Because, you know, brownies is like entry-level Girl Scouts, right?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this child labor?
No.
Are we supporting child slave labor by buying Girl Scout cookies?
Actually, by making those girls knock on doors and stand in
I'm kidding. Before the phone calls
start,
I'm kidding. Don't get on your Girl Scout high horse about that.
They're called Savannah Smiles.
I fully support Girl Scouts.
That's right. They're called Savannah Smiles. Okay. They're a lemon cookie, crisp and cool, with just the right number of lemon chips to deliver tiny bursts of flavor.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Flavor bursts.
Joining,
good on a warm day.
Yeah, joining the ranks of Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs, and Do-Si-Dos, the Savannah Smile is a nod to the heritage of the Girl Scout founder, Juliet Jordan Lowe. Savannah is where she founded the youth organization back in 1912. So, there you are. Girl Scouts have been selling cookies as a fundraising effort since 1917. Operation brings in hundreds of millions of dollars when those moms don't steal it, you know, because we've had that happen before.
Oh, good. Now you'll get the funds. Thank you. No, seriously.
So there you go.
Appreciate
it. Anyway, they've been doing that since 1917. So before you know it, there'll be somebody knocking on your cubicle saying, want to buy some Savannah Smiles? And you can do that.
We always have to buy Samoas at our house because otherwise there could be marital problems.
High pressure over the Gulf and control of our weather.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You could have just let it roll and not thought anything about it.
No, that's okay. No.
I thought it was the real deal.
No, we'll move on.
Interested in closing the deal on a new career? What if you could finish classes for a real estate certificate in just one semester? Blinn College has real estate classes in Bryan, Brenham, Schulenburg, Sealy, and even online. There are options for even the busiest schedule, and you may already have enough college credits to qualify for 6 hours of the program. Find out more at blinn.edu or call 979-209-7399. Blinn College. Proven.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Many parents seek advice for improving their kids' behavior. One of the most important and most frequently overlooked areas is the child's environment at home. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Sociologists refer to a principle called the broken window theory to describe a community's descent into crime. It works like this. If a broken window is left unrepaired, before long all the windows will be broken. A smashed window sends a message to the community that no one cares. And once these smaller offenses are tolerated, larger crimes soon take place. But the reverse of this theory is also true. When a community improves its surroundings, crime drops. Police in Virginia discovered this when a housing project scheduled for demolition was cleaned up. Trash was cleared, abandoned vehicles were removed, and overgrown grass was mowed. In the weeks that followed, the community was surprised to learn that robberies had dropped 35%. The premise behind the broken window theory is relevant to individual households as well. Homes with appropriate discipline, structure, and cleanliness feel stable and safe to a child. Children brought up in such environments are more likely to be in control of themselves and to exhibit positive behavior. On the other hand, when a child senses their surroundings are chaotic, their behavior will tend to reflect that. Parents, repair the broken windows. Approach your home with structure and loving discipline. It could make a world of difference for your child. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
One more time, good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Another look at sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Got a good bowl game tonight from Arlington Cowboy Stadium. It's the Cotton Bowl. Kansas State from the Big 12 taking on Arkansas from the SEC. The Big 12 is 6-1 so far in bowl games. Yeah, Iowa State, the only loser so far. It's a highly anticipated game tonight. Both teams are 10-2 for the year. The Razorbacks' only losses to the two teams that are playing for the national title, Alabama and LSU. Kansas State lost back-to-back games to Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, and that was all. The kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight, and you can see it on Fox. In the pros, the NFL wildcard weekend starts tomorrow at 3:30 with the Houston Texans playing their first ever playoff game. They'll host the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC. Then at 7 o'clock, Detroit's at New Orleans in the NFC. Then on Sunday at noon, NFC Atlanta is at the New York Giants. And at 3:30 in the AFC, Pittsburgh is at Denver. Back to college football, the 14-0 undefeated number one ranked Sam Houston State Bearcats going for the FCS National Championship tomorrow at noon against 13-1 North Dakota State. That's at the Pizza Hut Park in Frisco up in North Texas. The game will be on ESPN2 starting at noon. Sam Houston is outscoring its opponents by nearly 26 points a game this year, and they're seeded number one in the football championship series playoffs, and they're favored to win the title tomorrow. Still no official announcements from A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin on his new coaching staff. Chances are he's waiting to get the entire staff in place to make one complete announcement. Now, several media reports say that Michigan State defensive coordinator Pat Narduzzi was on campus yesterday for a look around and to talk with Sumlin. Also, the Houston Chronicle quotes linebacker coach Dat Wynn from Mike Sherman's staff as saying that there was, quote, no chance that he'd be retained by Sumlin, and he's cleaned out his locker at the Bright Building. Well, the Aggie basketball teams will be at Reed Arena this weekend. Both teams looking to get in the Big 12 win column. The Aggie men will play Iowa State tomorrow at 3 o'clock after opening with a 9-point loss to 4th-ranked Baylor on Monday night. Iowa State's 11-3, but they're coming off a very impressive 6-point win at home with over Texas. The Cyclones like to shoot from the 3-point range. They've made 10 or more in 7 games this year, including against Texas. Sophomore Royce White is shooting better than 63% in his last 7 games. We'll carry the game on 1620 WTAW tomorrow with the pregame at 2:30. Also in the Big 12 Saturday, 4th-ranked and 14-0 Baylor is at Texas Tech. Undefeated Missouri is at Kansas State, Kansas at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State at Texas. Aggie women play Oklahoma tomorrow at Reed Arena. Excuse me, that's on Sunday at Reed Arena. 2 o'clock is the tip-off. OU is 1-0 in the Big 12 after they beat Iowa State by 29 points on Wednesday night. The Aggies are 0-1 after falling to Kansas State. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
I like playing Oklahoma because I like the style that she coaches, and I just like her kids. She's got good kids. We recruited some. She's recruited some of ours. It's a good matchup.
Tip off Sunday. We'll have the game for you on 11:50 a.m. The Zone with the pregame starting at 1:45. High school basketball tonight, it's all district play. The boys are at home. The girls are on the road. A&M Consolidated versus Coppers Cove, Bryan Vikings versus Harker Heights, and the Rudder Rangers versus Leander Cedar Ridge. Several media sources say that New England Patriot offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien has agreed to be the new Penn State coach and succeed the legendary Joe Paterno. Agent Joe Linna told the AP that O'Brien was, quote, flattered by the interest. ESPN cites some unnamed sources reporting Thursday night that an official announcement could be made tomorrow, but O'Brien would stay with the Patriots through the postseason. Matt Bonner scored 17 points, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 93-71 yesterday. Richard Jefferson scored 16. They held Dirk Nowitzki to just 6 points on 3 of 11 shooting. Wisconsin running back Monty Ball is coming back for his senior season. Announcing his decision, Ball said that NFL evaluators told him that he'd likely be a third-round pick in this April's draft. Ball scored 39 touchdowns this season, tying Barry Sanders' NCAA record. A former Texas A&M graduate assistant coach, Nick Bobek, has been hired as the new head football coach at Central Oklahoma. Bobek played fullback for the Broncos a decade ago, most recently was the head coach at Navarro College, and led that school to the 2010 Junior College National Championship. Bobek was 42-5 in 4 seasons at Navarro, and he served the 2006 season as an offensive line graduate assistant for Dennis Franchione at Texas A&M. At 7:56, that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hi, this is Danny Morchat with Black Box Strength and Conditioning. This past summer, my wife and I decided to update our home with new windows. I knew we couldn't go another summer with our old wood windows. I saw some new windows at a friend's house that looked great. I asked him who had installed them, and he said Schulte. Now, I knew Schulte for quality and experience in roofing, but I had no idea they also installed windows. So I called Aaron over at Schulte. Aaron educated us on the different options and efficiency of the windows. He told us about the warranties, he explained the installation process, and even talked to us about how Schulte could save us money and lower our electric costs. I got a full quote later that day that spelled out everything. They did not just pull out our windows and put in new ones. They made sure it looked and functioned perfectly from the inside out. They made sure to keep our home clean and neat. Schulte worked around my schedule and made sure it was convenient for me and my wife. Now we enjoy our beautiful windows and have a local, reputable company standing behind their work. I would strongly recommend Schulte Roofing to anyone wanting to update the efficiency and beauty of their home.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Minute Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Oh, this can't be good.
Uh-oh.
I really hate reporting this.
Oh, well, I thought you messed up.
It's your job. You know.
Kids getting enough activity during physical ed, apparently they do better in school. Oh, no. They're going to have to jostle their bodies to do better in school. Recent study found second and third graders who got an extra 90 minutes a week of exercise? Better if you exercise. Next thing you know, they're going to say that if you burn more calories than you take in, you'll lose weight.
No, now you're just talking crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. 76 today, it's 61 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It wasn't as tough a job to find a job in December. More Americans went back to work and unemployment dropped a little bit more. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, the Labor Department says the December national unemployment rate fell by 0.1% from November. 8.5% last month, the lowest level since February of 2009, or a month after President Obama took office. The economy created more than expected 200,000 jobs last month. The economy's now gone six straight months in creating 100,000 or more jobs each month. And Dave, that hasn't happened since 2006.
Now, Rich, Wall Street's taking it in stride. Futures are barely up at all before the opening bell. Republican House Speaker Boehner calls the report good news, but Mitt Romney still not impressed.
He failed to put Americans back to work.
Holding a rally this morning in South Carolina as his rivals campaign in New Hampshire 4 days before the primary.
Rick Santorum has gained a couple of points, eating into Mitt Romney's commanding 20-point lead in New Hampshire polls. Santorum also collecting some serious cash, $2 million in the last 2 days. Meantime, Romney's rivals all in attack mode.
As governor, he put Planned Parenthood in Romney Care by name. And as governor, Planned Romney Care has tax-paid abortions.
And if you think that's ugly, wait until Newt Gingrich and other candidates go face-to-face with Romney and each other in a debate here in the Granite State tomorrow night. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Insurgents on the attack again in Afghanistan.
NATO has confirmed 5 coalition soldiers died in southern Afghanistan, but have not identified the dead or disclosed their nationality. 9 coalition troops have now been killed in the first week of the new year.
Fox News Radio's David Piper in Kabul. An Army soldier goes to court in Texas today trying to get out of federal custody. Trey Scott Atwater accused of trying to board a plane with a powerful military-grade explosive in his carry-on. He says he forgot it was there. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Hey, Classic Collision and Restoration. Hope you had a great holiday season. Now it's back to work and regular stuff. And, you know, if part of the problem is that you have had an accident and you need to get your vehicle fixed, remember that the folks at Classic Collision and Restoration can do that for you. Now, here's the deal. Doug's been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. In fact, has guys working for him have been doing it longer than he has. But Classic Collision and Restoration been around for about a dozen years. And when you do need that work done, you want it done quickly, you want it done as easily as possible for you. Well, first thing you do is give Doug a call, 779-8399. They'll be more than happy to give you an estimate. If you need to get the work done quickly, then you give him a call. They'll handle all the kind of the bumps in the road when it comes to getting work done on your car. Obviously, it's inconvenient. You may need to get the car towed in. They can do that for you. They can help you filing with the insurance, also help you get a rental car. Maybe all you need is a ride back to your house or your job. They can do that for you, too. But know this. They do show-quality work on cars and restoration. Well, you know what? At the same time, they can do that everyday kind of work. That's what Classic Collision and Restoration built a reputation on, and so they can do what you call the everyday type body work as well. So why not give Doug a call if you've been in that accident, 779-8399. Let them do that work for you. Classic Collision and Restoration.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 60 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. It's brought to you by Merry Maids. Call now to request your cleaning, 595-1111, or go to merrymaids.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A blind man is dead after a two-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon east of the Rudder Freeway. State troopers say 88-year-old Willie Glover was headed west on Old Reliance Road near Rudder High School when he veered into oncoming traffic and hit a dump truck head-on. Glover, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not known why Glover swerved and hit the truck. The accident tied up traffic on Old Reliance during the Thursday afternoon commute, causing delays on the Rudder Freeway and near the high school. The Brownsville Police Department is promising a full and complete investigation into Wednesday's shooting death of a middle school student by two of its officers.
15-year-old Jaime Gonzalez, who was carrying a gun inside the school, was shot and killed when police say he pointed the weapon at them. Police say it looked like a Glock, although the gun turned out to be a pellet pistol. And the eighth grader's parents are now questioning the officer's use of deadly force. But Detective J.J. Trevino says the officers did what they were trained to do.
Basically, the officers, they followed their training. They are trained to eliminate whatever threat is in front of them.
Police are still working to determine why Gonzalez brought the gun onto school grounds. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
Counselors were made available yesterday to students and staff at the school. Cummings Middle School in Brownsville was closed and is closed until today as police continued their investigation. A district spokeswoman says about 200 students and staff showed up Thursday morning for classes at a nearby recently completed but unoccupied elementary school. Governor Rick Perry has renewed a proclamation declaring Texas a disaster due to the drought. Perry renewed the proclamation December 27th, the year after he initially declared the drought a disaster. The proclamation allows municipalities to apply for state assistance in dealing with the drought's impacts, including fighting and recovering from wildfires. One of the worst droughts on record has parched Texas in the last year, leading to some of the worst wildfires ever seen in the state, destroying hundreds of homes and scorching thousands of acres. It may not feel like it, but the peak of flu season is just a few weeks away.
So far, we have not had very many cases of flu reported around Texas. But Dr. Paul Gleason at the Baylor College of Medicine Influenza Research Center says it's coming.
Generally, the flu starts up about this time of the year. It peaks the middle of February and then trails off by the end of March.
Gleason says most of the flu activity so far has been in the mountain states and the southeast. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
The first AAA Texas retail gasoline price survey of 2012 finds that prices statewide have jumped an average of 6 cents this week. The association says the average price statewide is $3.15 a gallon. Gasoline prices have also edged up nationally, adding 7 cents this week to reach an average of $3.32 a gallon. Texarkana had the most expensive gasoline this week across Texas at an average of $3.19 a gallon. The least expensive gas in the survey was found in El Paso at $3.02 a gallon. As for why gas prices are rising,
$3 for a gallon of regular one day, $3.15 the next. Greg Laskowski with GasBuddy.com says the rise in crude oil prices is a direct result of tension in the Middle East, specifically Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz.
That typically brings up wholesale and retail prices. And sometimes you might see retailers that are a little bit opportunistic.
He adds other OPEC countries have stayed silent on the Iranian matter because the tension creates a premium for crude oil. Laskowski thinks gas prices will continue to rise. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And Brazos County is redesigning its website, and they're asking for your help. Webmaster Patricia Fish says part of the new design relies on community's creativity.
Part of that design is the submission of photos for to be used on the website's banner and slideshows and things like that.
Fish says the photographs can be of anything that represents Brazos County, from nature scenes to landmarks. She also says the photos must be royalty-free. If you want to help and submit some of your favorite photos, you can check out this story online at WTAW.com for instructions. The deadline for photo submission is February 3rd. WTAW News Time, 8:09, 60 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
After you've traveled from house to house, spending time with all of your loved ones over the holidays, and you gathered up all of the videos, old home movies, and pictures, bring them to 2Video. 2Video can bring them back to life by putting them on DVD. 2Video can transfer all film and video formats, including consumer high definition, slides, and photos, into a cherished, one-of-a-kind DVD. And it's all done locally. For more information, visit 2video.ws. That's the number 2video.ws. Or call 690-8880. That's 690-8880.
11. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
More warm weather across the region for today. We'll see lots of clouds giving way to some sun, high 70 to 75. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, highs near 70. We'll miss some rain just off to our east tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it'll cloud up. Lows will be near 50. Cloudy on Sunday. There is the chance of some showers. We'd certainly welcome the rain. Highs on Sunday, a mild 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we end the show, and it's Tom's favorite part, especially on a Friday when we do on this date in history. Yeah. But, I mean, there's some significant stuff that's happening tomorrow that we really probably ought to mention.
Yeah.
For instance, happy anniversary to the typewriter.
Really?
1714. Yeah, really. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Go find one of those and celebrate with it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember they had the typewriter song, that song that had the little, you know, the sound of the typewriter in the background?
That's right.
Yeah, play that for anybody who's under 30 and they go,
with the little ding and pulling the arm across.
What's that annoying sound in the background?
Harlem. Remember how cool it was when you typed on your first electric typewriter and you didn't have to pull the carriage across?
Yeah, it did it. Well, then,
it came over automatically.
That little Selectric thing, you remember? The IBM Selectric ball?
Yeah, the ball.
Yeah.
I still, you know, to me, that's still one of the most best technological inventions. How did that ball know, you know, where, how to turn to hit that, hit Q? How did it know that?
The best thing was it had that correction thing.
Exactly.
Way back then.
Right.
We're sounding old. Harlem Globetrotters played their first game in 1927.
I bet they won.
Yeah.
And well, so did the Washington Generals then.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Gasoline was patented tomorrow on that date in 1913. Previously, gasoline was a waste product. In the production of lamp oil, and was poured off into the rivers and streams to evaporate.
That's back when it was all gasoline, too.
That's right,
This is real.
No, didn't do any of that stuff. And the Newlywed Game premiered on television in 1967.
Oh, well, didn't we say it was Bob Eubanks' birthday?
Yeah, matter of fact.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's cool. kind of works out well.
Yeah.
Okay, electronic cigarettes, right? You've heard about these things marketed as safer alternatives.
The water vapor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they got goofy commercials on TV.
That too.
Imagine how ridiculous you look.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, unless you've got somebody else who's sitting there with you, preferably of the opposite gender doing that.
Unless someone sitting next to you has their fly open, you still look more ridiculous. Just saying.
Personal experience? What?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Just
I understand.
Personal opinion.
Gotcha.
And after all, that's what matters.
That's true. The electronic cigarettes marketed as a safer alternative to the real thing produce immediate changes in the user's airways. Researchers in Greece saw changes in the lung function of healthy smokers. Who's a healthy smoker?
So Philip Morris is funding another study.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Who puffed on the e-cigarette for just 5 minutes. Although it's not clear what the long-term results could be, the e-cigs, of course, designed for smokers to be able to get their nicotine fix without exposing themselves or other people to the toxins of tobacco smoke. So just saying. More scientists, including officials at the FDA, warn that too many questions remain about the safety of these products. So there, that's hard and fast proof for you healthy smokers to not go to the e-cigarette. Just saying. 8:14. College here this morning from the city of College Station. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you today?
I'm good, good, good. What do you got for us?
Well, I've got Troy Rother, our city traffic engineer.
Oh, yeah.
And you can grill him, put his feet to the fire.
Thanks. With that, off.
For breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. Off and here we go. How are you doing? Good to have you back, Troy.
Great, thanks.
We usually have you here when there are problems, but I don't know. I haven't had any problems lately. And
there are no problems.
Yeah. I tell you what I would kind of like to know, and we joke and laugh about it, and we think College Station's really missed that opportunity since we don't have those red light cameras anymore, but are you commissioned to or do you come up with any statistics having to do with red light runners now that we don't have red light cameras to actually capture what kind of numbers we're talking about?
Well, TTI has done a follow-up study, and they all over Texas.
Not just here, then.
Not just here.
Right.
But they did include College Station in their statewide report.
Right.
And they looked at that.
What are we seeing?
An increase in red light running.
There you go. Okay. So, and I guess there's nothing we can really do about that. That's the tendency of the way people drive right now.
Yeah. Just with aggressive drivers, it's just one of the side effects.
Do you get, I guess I'd like to know, and I know I'm probably digging down way too deep in this, but I've lived here for a long, long time. And there are a whole lot of divided highways now, or at least you have esplanades or curbs between these four-lane opportunities where people used to be able to just turn any place. Obviously, there's a method to that madness, if you will, and there's a purpose in that. Kind of explain how you get to that point and what does that do as far as travel time within the city and how else does it impact people who are out driving?
Sure. Generally, we see that once a road that doesn't have a median reaches 18 to 20,000 vehicles a day, you're going to see increased crashes right angle crashes, people making left turns because there isn't enough gaps or wide enough gaps, and so people are getting aggressive and trying to beat that car, and then they are involved in a right angle collision. So typically when you hit that threshold or a number of crashes, cities or the state will look at putting in medians to better channelize people. And with those medians, because you have fewer people making turns just mid-block, you can actually see more traffic get through there. You can increase mobility along the
increase roadway. Mobility, but you increase travel time too, do you not? I mean, because if you could just randomly turn left, for instance, any place on Texas Avenue, which you can't do anymore, then it may take you longer because you have to go down and make two left turns to come back around.
If you're getting to a specific destination, it could. If you're trying to just travel down Texas Avenue, it'll actually decrease your travel time because you've got fewer people slowing and stopping in front of you.
Okay. Troy's a traffic engineer for the city of College Station. Okay, now, you mentioned that you get this look on your face. Where is he going now? Obviously, the idea to install a median has to do with overall traffic flow.
Correct.
So you've got that on Texas Avenue, but you don't have it on University Drive east of Highway 6. So why is that?
Actually, TxDOT is working on a project for that.
Okay, there's your good news for today, folks. You're going to put the medians in, huh?
Well, they're going to widen it. We're also going to working to widen it to four-lane section with median.
Well, also because you got a fire station that's about to go in there, so that has to be a consideration, I guess, as well. Okay, so those are my gripes and complaints. So what do you have for us this morning? What news do you bring us?
Well, I came to talk to you this morning about a project that TxDOT is doing at the intersection of 2018 and George Bush over by the airport.
Okay.
The airport.
Mm-hmm.
They've started a project to reconstruct the signals at that intersection. And that intersection is going to have two new features to improve safety. One is high-level signals on 2818, which that basically means that there will be a signal on top of the signal pole to increase the visibility further away from that intersection. So as you're approaching it, you'll be able to see
even farther.
Yes.
Okay. So what is that, a different kind of lighting, or it's higher up on the pole?
It's just higher up on the pole.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The second improvement is will be yellow flashing arrows for the left turn signal. So we'll use that instead of a green ball to tell people that they're permitted to make a left turn. However, they do need to yield to oncoming traffic. So that's coming up. That project has started. And it's the new standard. So there's a lot of cities in Texas that have already started putting those in. They actually put them in as test cases.
And I know I speak for everyone who's thrilled to death about the 2818 and 2154 interchange right now. I mean, that's a little problematic, is it not, that design? You used to be able to turn left very easily. Now you have to go down past the intersection, come back over. There's a flyover there now that you didn't used to have to deal with.
True. You don't have to stop.
Has there been much pushback on the design? Again, that's not you. You catch the heat, but that wasn't your design. That was the state of Texas, right?
Correct. I mean, it's not much different than the University and Welburn interchange. Yeah, there's been some pushback and complaints, but most of the comments I've heard have been positive, that people can get down Welburn faster and they don't have to stop on 2818. Yeah. But, yeah, there's...
And we're creatures of habit, after all, right? Okay. I know I didn't ask you to bring the statistics. I don't know if you did, but where are some of the trouble spots right now and some changes that we're going to see in College Station? I know you love coming in here when we could talk about this stuff.
Oh, I said earlier, there are no problems.
Okay.
well, you know, it really just goes back to the traffic. I mean, Texas Avenue carries 54,000 cars a day, and so does University Drive, and so it's just really trying to keep the signals timed as best we can to keep the traffic moving. I mean, interestingly enough, traffic signals are the only civil engineering project that is designed to fail two or three times a day. I mean, you design a dam or a building never to fall down.
Sure, right.
But during the AM peak typically at noon and in the afternoon peak, the traffic signals fail because you can't get through the traffic signal in one cycle.
Yeah. Here we have two other times. That's the first week when the new students come in because they don't understand where they're going. And then maybe when mom and dad are here to watch them graduate. So, yeah, aside from that, then I could understand that. Then just real quick, within the next – and you have to look into the future. You really have to be beyond the edge that people think of. And so this with relation to the Scott & White facility that will open in the next 2 years, what kind of traffic flow patterns do you see there and what kind of things are going to be impacted?
The Rock Prairie Bridge is going to be greatly impacted. We're fortunate that we're going to be able to improve that bridge structure, widen it out, increase the capacity. So I think with those improvements, the city is also looking at making some improvements to Rock Prairie on either side of the bridge. So I think those will help with any of those types of traffic impacts in that area.
Okay. And the good thing about it is, as I said, since it's all well out, you have to plan this stuff well in advance. It's all out there. I mean, your traffic plan is out there for people mm-hmm. to see where we're going to be, what the city is going to look like as far as major thoroughfares and feeders and arterials for the next 10, 20 years, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You can see that on the website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where do they go?
CSTX.gov, and it'll be under Planning and Development Services.
Okay. It's all right there for you to see.
Although, I want to get back to the flashing yellow
arrows. Oh, I'm sorry. Sure, go ahead.
There's a demonstration video and some more information about flashing yellow arrows on our website at cstx.gov/publicworks.
What do flashing yellow arrows do for us?
Well, instead of the green ball,
okay,
it'll be a flashing yellow arrow to tell you that you're permitted to turn left and not, and that you don't have the right of way. Research has found that drivers mistakenly believe that when they see a green ball and they're in the left turn lane,
yeah,
they have the right-of-way.
They assume that they have the right-of-way.
And they don't.
Yeah. An unpleasant surprise if you're wrong, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So some research has been done across the nation. And like I said, there are several cities in Texas that participated in that research and had flashing yellow arrows. And they found that the flashing yellow arrow was more intuitive and people really understood better that they didn't have the right-of-way, that they were only permitted to make a left turn and had to yield oncoming traffic. So,
I think since the last time you've been in here, I was in Europe and I looked at some traffic signals. They do some different things over there. Do you have any personal feelings as to the idea of maybe the yellow flashing for 2 seconds before you go to the red? I mean, or any other things that you've seen? You're talking about the yellow arrows and that intuitively people think that the green ball means something. If they get a flashing arrow, then it means something different. Maybe it catches their attention. Have you got some thoughts on that?
I guess I'd like to see a little more research on that because you basically you time the signal. The yellow is to notify you that it's about to turn red.
Right.
And the length of the yellow is based on the speed limit. I'm all for giving people more notification. Although I do wonder about too much information, and can you process all that while you're listening?
While they're texting. That's right. Yeah.
I think that'd be an interesting thing to look at. I've also gotten calls or questions about countdown timers mm-hmm. within the signal head.
Sure.
I do have concerns about that because I think you're going to watch the countdown and not the car in front of you.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I think the a flash of the yellow before it turned red wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay. And finally, the city's trying to grow together and do things that coordinate and help with one another. Do your lights work with coordination and Brian lights and vice versa?
We're working on that. Okay. Actually, I drove down Texas Avenue the other day and made it down to Villa Maria without stopping. So,
what speed were you driving?
I was driving the speed limit.
You're driving 40, not under 40. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I enjoy talking traffic with you. It's just we all got to get out there and do it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
Very good. Anything else going on, Colin?
Did you really think he was going to say he was driving 70?
No, I didn't. But I thought he might say he was driving 35. That's why I wondered about that. Okay.
Anyway, hey, we've got our spring parks and recreation guide. It is off the presses. You can get a hard copy starting on Monday. at various city locations, including City Hall, the Conference Center, the Library, the Lincoln Rec Center, Southwood Community Center, and the Parks and Rec Office at Central Park. If you can't wait that long, and I know some people
can't. Oh, yeah, you know it.
You can get a PDF online at cstx.gov/park. It has all the info you need to get involved in youth, adult, or senior recreational activities.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Yep. Visit folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Back to work. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The nation's unemployment rate is moving lower. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell to 8.5% last month from a revised 8.7% in November, and job creation's picking up, too. The economy added 200,000 jobs last month, a lot more than expected. The jobless rate is now at its lowest level since February of 2009. Futures are a little bit higher following the report's release. NASDAQ futures bumping up 8 points. S&P futures are ahead by 5. Google is trying to re-energize its efforts to bring online TV watching to your living room. The internet giant has lined up electronics maker LG to its roster of TV makers supporting Google TV. Others include Sony, Vizio, and Samsung. Google TV has struggled to gain traction. Some say the software's too complicated. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and welcome to Chris Dyer of the Brazos Valley Arts Council. And Chris has a very special guest today that we're going to talk about, the Brazos Valley African American Museum, Donna Pittman. But before we introduce Donna, Chris, why don't you talk about some of the other things that are going on with the Arts Council?
Well, right now, always a lot of things going on. We have our Junior School of Art that today is the last day. You know, by 5 today, we hope that you register your kiddos in that, and it's an after-school program, and it's one of the only, it's only of its kind in the Brazos Valley that I'm aware of right now. We go from 4 to 5:30 Monday, Wednesday, Fridays for all different age groups to give them that formal art education. It's been a really successful program. It's 17 weeks. So email us, info@acbv.org, or give us a call, 696-2787. Register your kids. We have limited spaces, but we have Dmitry Kustov teaching that, and that's always very popular. And we've had a run on applications in the past week. Also, we have the Art League is doing their juried show, which leads to bigger and better contests for local artists. So their drop-off, I think, is actually today as well. So if you want to participate in that program, you know, same phone number, same email, come check it out. But it's local artists and something that we promote in our community gallery.
Donna Pittman with the Brazos Valley African American Museum. You've got a brand new exhibit that's starting tomorrow. Let's talk about that.
It is called Ain't It Always Good to Be the Beginning, The Power of Politics, and it deals with Texas legislators who have been in office since 1867 to current. And we also are involving local politicians who have ran for office, who were elected, who were not elected, and significant other positions as well that encompasses officers here, because we want the public to be aware of the ones who were voted in after Reconstruction and ones who are currently running now.
No better year than this year to be talking about politics. That's going to obviously, you know, bring people in.
That's correct. We're hoping it brings a lot of people in because this is an important year for us as well.
Indeed. You got a poster contest also going on, right?
Yes, we do. We have one we're sponsoring with the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. That is for the Martin Luther King Parade that's mm-hmm. going to happen on the 16th
right.
with them. And it's a scholarship is being offered to the winners, I think, for $500. Anyone who's wanting to be involved in the process can contact the museum at 775-3961, or they can contact the local Delta office. And the contact person for the postal contact is Agnes Grays.
Hard to believe that your doors have been open now for more than 5 years. You opened in the summer of 2006, and you've just come on just this last winter as the executive director. So a lot of great things going on at the museum.
Yes, it is. We have one primary event that I would love the public to be a part of, and that is for January 28th. We're having our annual appreciation banquet. It is our major fundraising event, and right now we're looking for everyone to come in and support us. Individual tickets are $50, but you can buy a table if you like for $500. And if they have any other information they want, they can contact us at the museum, 775-3961. Again, it's that telephone number.
And that'll be at the Hilton on January the 28th. Again, that phone number 775-3961. And check out the Facebook page of the Brazos Valley African American Museum. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 60 degrees right now at the studios, mid-70s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final news update for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Villa Maria. They sell fun, not tractors. An accident that caused delays on Old Reliance Road and Highway 6 Thursday afternoon also killed a Bryan man. Authorities say 88-year-old Willie Glover was driving west on Old Reliance when he swerved into oncoming traffic and hit an eastbound dump truck. Glover was not wearing a seatbelt and died at the scene. The truck driver was not hurt. It isn't known why Glover swerved in the first place. The accident happened a little more than a mile east of Highway 6, the Rudder Freeway, and was just east of Rudder High School. Investigators looking into the Christmas Day massacre in Grapevine have been able to get the answers to a couple of questions, but that's still not helping establish a cause.
Police suspect 58-year-old Aziz Yazdanpana was the shooter, but the motive is still up in the air. Investigators knew a bank had foreclosed on his home and wondered if he was on the verge of getting thrown out. But Sergeant Robert Eberling of the Grapevine Police Department says that isn't the case.
It doesn't look like they were in the position, or the bank was in the position to, you know, have him removed from the home anytime soon. It looks like the first action that they're going to be able to make on it would be sometime in early March of this year.
One other possible clue was a computer seized in that Colleyville home. But now Eberling says electricity had been cut to the house, so there was probably no new information that could give a clue. LP Phillips, TSN News.
A 15-year-old Texas girl who was deported from the U.S. after claiming to be an illegal immigrant from Colombia could soon return. The Colombian government says the U.S. Embassy on Thursday submitted the necessary paperwork for Jacadrian Reese Turner to come back to the U.S. The Colombian government also says the girl is in the care of a welfare program. It says Turner was working in a call center before Dallas police found her and alerted U.S. and Colombian officials that she was a U.S. citizen. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement official said Turner maintained after being arrested in Houston for theft and through the deportation process that she was a Colombian adult in the U.S. illegally. Texas A&M Real Estate Center officials say the Texas housing market is expected to tread water during 2012.
Texas A&M Real Estate Center Director Jim Gaines told San Antonio's annual housing forecast the state's housing market is gaining strength, but is still weighted down by continuing foreclosures and tighter mortgage lending standards.
Yeah, we bottomed. We're slowly turning back up.
He says Texas is far better off than the rest of the nation. He says prices here are rising, while places like Arizona and Florida will keep falling throughout the year. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
General Motors is asking owners of its electric Volt car to return the car to the dealer for repairs that will lower the risk of battery fires. The repairs will add steel to the plates protecting the batteries. The company hopes that will ease worries about the car's safety, which has come under scrutiny. Three Volt batteries caught fire after government crash tests last year. FEMA's urging anyone who even thinks you might qualify for disaster assistance to go ahead and apply.
These photos can be anything.
Sorry, that's not the story we're looking for. Here it is, though.
The reason for FEMA's urgency? The deadline to apply is today, Friday. Spokeswoman Erica Lopez says they've already granted $36 million to Texas families in need and know there are more who don't think they're eligible.
So if your home has been directly affected by the wildfires, you may be eligible for direct grant assistance in the form of for rental replacement or repair of your home.
Or let's say your home was not destroyed, but the contents were affected, or even your car is inoperable. Lopez says that could qualify as well. The number to call is 1-800-621-FEMA. In Austin, Jude Lomnelli, TSN News.
And your favorite photograph taken in Brazos County could be featured on the county's new website. Webmaster Patricia Fish says they're asking you to help with the new design by submitting royalty-free photos that represent the county.
These photos can be anything which represent Brazos County, which Brazos County uses as, you know, a point of pride, you know, that kind of thing. Like, of course, one of them, which represents Brazos County, obviously, is Texas A&M, but there's several other buildings. There's a historic downtown.
Fish says the photos will be used on the website in the banner, the background, and slideshows. If you want to submit a photo, you can check out this story online. Just go to WTAW.com for instructions. The deadline for submission is February 3rd. WTAW news time is 8:37, 60 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Polaris Fund Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up. It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1,667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
Hey, it's 8:39. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure over the Gulf in control of our weather. That's going to keep things warm over the next several days. Any clouds will give way to sunshine today. Temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. We could see a shower off to our east, low 70s. It'll cloud up tomorrow night. Lows are going to be in the lower 50s. Lots of clouds for Sunday. A few widely scattered showers possible, especially Sunday afternoon. A high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's our favorite time of the week. It's Friday. We could talk about just almost anything if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a little flute. Yeah. A little flout action.
Is this Zamfir?
No, it's not.
Is it Penny Zinn?
Penny Zinn?
Those are the only two flautists I know.
Yeah. And one's a pan flute. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quality.
Is it Galway? Is that who it is?
No.
You don't know.
Quality scented candles don't come cheap. And there's an art to burning them.
What?
Here's the burn protocol to get the most use out of your favorite candle. Number one, refrigerate your candle. Cold wax and wicks burn a little slower. Of course, once you light the wick, it's not going to be cold anymore. But
no,
Refrigerating is better than freezing because it will eliminate the risk of the wax or jars cracking if they're in a jar.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Well, go ahead. Right. I wasn't listening.
No, I'm listening. Okay, well, really, I'm paying attention.
Well, don't
I'm,
you get... You
I'm can preparing get, a response
Get
here.
Candles in a jar, you know. Yeah. You don't want to...
Do those jars crack?
Well, they might.
That's what they're designed not to do.
Let's be careful.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there. Okay. Avoid burning your candle near any drafts to prevent uneven burning or melting.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
Trim the candle's wick prior to each burning. This reduces smoking and improves oxygen flow to the flame on an even burn.
Well, duh. I always trim my wick.
Yeah. The ideal burn time for a standard column-shaped or jar candle is 2 to 4 hours. Burning it for short periods of time creates a smaller melt pool, which results in tunneling or burning down the center of the candle.
That's what a mold does.
Yeah. Then you have an ugly candle.
Yeah. Multi-wick candles usually cost a little more, but they're worth it.
Why?
I'm glad you asked. They burn a lot faster. They do burn more evenly, but it gives you a longer candle life overall. And remember that color can affect your candle burn as well. Some dyes can cause your candle to burn a little hotter. White or pale candles generally last a little longer than your dark colored candles.
Well, that just sounds racist, actually. So.
There you go. Just want to get your little candle stuff going today. Yeah. There you go.
Guys don't ever buy candles, though, for themselves, do they? I mean, really.
No.
I mean, it's a nice gift for...
Here, I bought you a candle. It doesn't exactly smell like crap, so I figured you'd like it.
We used to buy candles from a company, a nationwide company, that basically I think is down to 3 stores now. So, obviously, doesn't work well when it's just that.
Well, I had a candle here in my studio at one time.
I remember that.
And I accidentally left it burning overnight.
Did you?
And I got a telling to from the boss.
Oh,
well deserved, I might add.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got rid of my candle because I was just afraid I'd forget again and leave it a burning.
They're banned in my wife's workplace.
Is that right?
You cannot have one.
Understand. Well, you should, you know, unless you're going to remember to blow it out every time you leave.
That's right.
You shouldn't have one. Yeah.
If you can't remember to blow it out, you can't have one.
That's right. That's
although there are times, I think we could have some sort of, you know, nice aromatics here because, you know, we've got on one side of the office, we've got the battling perfumes.
Yes.
And on the other side of the office, it's the professional world equivalent of working in a locker room.
Yeah.
That's right.
And,
we could probably, and those two collide sometimes.
Yeah. We could probably do with something mild, you know, like some sort of fabric softener scent or something like that. If Downey had a candle, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? That'd be just really annoying. That'd be great. Yeah. Okay. So, I think we mentioned earlier this morning how your keyboard could be like a pair of bowling shoes.
Yeah. And it's also David Caruso's birthday, which I've failed epically over the last 2 hours and 44 minutes of finding as many opportunities to. So we're going to pack it full in this last quarter hour.
Hello?
Yes, candles can be dangerous. My son almost got caught in a fire and almost died, or could have died if he didn't get out of it from a candle that he had caught something on fire while he's sleeping.
Without a doubt, it's an open flame.
That's why I got a talking to when I left mine
ablaze. Have we seen a story about how much money The Who has made off of the performance of their songs?
I don't think so, but I'm sure they've made more than a handful.
Yeah, it's. I think they get a pretty good royalty check between the CSIs. All three of them, right? All three of them use
I think so, yeah.
Yep, okay, yeah. Yeah, Who Are You was the original, and then we got that, and then I forget what the other one is.
And Bob O'Reilly, isn't it, on
New York? Yeah. Smartphone hackers busier than ever. Accuvent security expert Charlie Miller says malicious hacker attacks on smartphones going through the roof. Says that because most of us are This is interesting. Three times more likely to respond to malicious emails or text messages sent to our smartphones. It's a smartphone! It's supposed to know better!
No, the phone is smart. The user is not.
Exactly. But apparently, three times more likely to respond to the malicious email or text message sent to our smartphone as opposed to our home computer. One reason mobile phones are so vulnerable is that they have smaller screens than computers, so most people don't bother to actually read the fine print before clicking the links. Really?
I just don't
click OK. I just don't do it.
If I get a random email, my email's on the website, so I get a lot of spam.
Okay.
Our spam filter just doesn't catch it.
Right.
But if it shows up as a spam alert, you know, mm-hmm. that this is possible spam, it's been identified as spam, it's an immediate delete.
Good enough for you, yep. Right? Good enough
We're
for
done.
You. We were talking to American tax authorities, the IRS, a little while ago, and how they were patting themselves on the back because they'd collected $55 billion or something. Italian authorities paid a visit to a ritzy ski resort to try to put a little dent in the tax evasion problems they have. They traced all the Ferraris and other luxury cars parked at the ski resort and found that, I don't know how many there were grand total, but 42 of them belonged to people who declared their incomes at $38,000 or less. Those folks will have some explaining to do.
Heck of a lease they've got on that Ferrari.
They really do that, and, you know, they probably just, they probably live in the car. That's the only way they'd be able to afford doing that.
That'd be some cramped quarters right there.
I mean, actually, okay, now think about that. Why not go into areas like that in the United States and actually scan in the license plates of those cars and see if maybe you might be able to find somebody that...
Well, Scott, I can answer that question immediately.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because imagine going into poorer areas of town and scanning license plate numbers to see if they come back to someone who might have outstanding warrants against them.
Get ready for that. Because they're already doing it, right, in some places.
Well, they can. Yeah. I mean, you can... Any law enforcement officer can run any license plate at any time. He does not have to pull you over just to see, if nothing else, just to make sure that car does not come back as stolen.
Well, and more than that, the technology...
Excuse me, I just want to add to...
Sure.
And that the license plate comes back to that particular make and model.
More than that is technology in Great Britain that is a passive scan.
Yeah.
And the exact number escapes me now, but it can scan and capture, in excess of 300,000 images an hour. So they could just randomly scan the license plates in Europe.
Well, and the difference, and the point I was actually trying to make with running license plates was it's profiling.
Sure it is. Uh-huh. And profiling's wrong.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
At Mattress Firm, there are two things we do better than any mattress store in America. We help people
save money, sleep happy.
Mattress Firm has over 700 stores, and our buying power gives you savings power. So you'll always get the lowest prices, or your mattress is free, guaranteed. Plus, guaranteed on-time delivery. And only Mattress Firm guarantees you'll sleep happy with your new mattress or your money back. Mattress Firm has all the best brands at all the best prices, like Sealy, Simmons, and Stearns & Foster.
Ooh, save money. Lots of money. Sleep happy.
And we're your Tempur-Pedic headquarters for the most highly recommended bed in America. Mattress Firm has a huge selection with over $8 million of Tempur-Pedic in stock, all ready for immediate delivery. Nobody sells Tempur-Pedic for less. Nobody. Plus, sleep interest-free with 0% financing. So if you want to save money and sleep happy, come to Mattress Firm today.
Save money, sleep happy.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining a refund without a loan and at no additional cost.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, let me see. Wait, okay, got my headphones. All right, all right. With the roll. Well, I had to leave the control room during that break.
Take care of shame.
Yeah, I had to walk down the hall. Okay, here's that story that I'd kind of tried to find yesterday and couldn't. Selma Hayek, honored by the French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Careful.
UK UK's Daily Mail reports lots of folks livid.
Livid.
Yep, the Knight of the Legion of Honor is the award that she's about to get. They believe that Napoleon Bonaparte would be a turning in his grave if he knew about this decision.
Oh.
The late emperor established the order in 1802 as a way to honor civilians and military members for their hard work and allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
Selma, married to François-Henri Pinault.
No kidding.
We don't know
that's
him.
That's a wine, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's a billionaire and a friend of Nicolas Sarkozy's, and so he's going to get to hang at medallion.
Yeah, he might linger a little too long,
It won't hang straight down either.
No, it will not.
Anyway, but, yeah, they're not happy with that. And so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. All right. Once again, you're fat, and it's not your fault, and
yes,
we've got more proof just to let you know. New York Times Magazine article called The Fat Trap. Tara Parker Pope describes her struggles with weight loss and how juggling the day, she's a working mom with school-age kids, has been a big factor in her weight gain despite the fact that she exercises regularly and is conscientious about what she eats.
Aren't we all?
She's still 60 pounds overweight.
Aren't we all conscientious of what we eat?
When's
the last time you unconsciously ate something?
I was just standing around, and suddenly it was all gone.
Next thing I know, there's chicken wings in my mouth.
That's right. I didn't know that I was going to eat radishes. Research now shows that a body that has lost weight acts differently than a naturally slim body. The body that has shed pounds acts as if it's starving, and it works overtime to regain the lost weight.
Ah.
This translates, she said, into a sobering reality. Once we become fat, that's right.
Mm.
Once we become
fat,
most of us, despite our best efforts, will probably stay
fat.
So there you are. Don't gain weight because it's impossible to take it off. All right. That's just, I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it. If you are fat now, you're going to be fat later. It's okay.
I was going to say, that's what I'd call the heavy truth.
Yes.
Ah.
You're good.
Okay.
Got that going. A guitar that Peter Frampton thought was lost forever has been found.
Oh, wait, it was the last place he looked.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, he played a Gibson Les Paul Custom, which is not a cheap guitar, on the Frampton Comes Alive album and back in 1980, and was on board a cargo plane that crashed on its way to Panama. Peter figured, the guitar was not Peter. Peter figured, oh, well, that's it. But two fans stumbled on the guitar in the on the Dutch island of Curaçao, realized it was Frampton's prized axe, and got it back to him. And said he's in shock. The guitar is now insured for $2 million. What did he give them, like tour tickets?
Yeah, really.
Maybe
I'll
give you two tickets. Yeah, way to go. Thanks a lot.
He signed an album cover.
Oh, that's good. 4 minutes till.
Yeah.
Probably done stories about how cheap people are that they reuse toilet paper, right?
Right.
Ugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. ZapToIt.com reports that TLC's newest reality show, Extreme Cheapskates.
Oh, this ought to be fantastic. Yeah,
focus in on people who save money in some of the more radical ways. Not to say that they reuse toilet paper, but there is a family on whose mom doesn't use toilet paper at all. Instead, she saves $240 a year using a washable cloth square. Just saying.
Move on.
MSNBC.com also reports the show has a guy who spends only the loose change that he finds during one of his yearly money fasts. That, in turn, leads to some very cheap dinners, including, as he calls it, organ meat.
Oh, God.
Once again, extreme cheapskate.
We've only got 3.5 more minutes.
Well, we had to do that story.
Yeah, you show that back-to-back with extreme couponing, and I guarantee there'd be any number of men who would be ready to go out and punch somebody.
Yeah, be pretty uncomfy, pretty uncomfy. All right, here we go. If you have a public Twitter account,
yeah,
some of your tweets might be headed to the Library of Congress.
Yes.
Washington's Federal News Radio reports that the library and Twitter have signed an agreement that will set up an archive of every public tweet ever sent. Let that sink in for a minute. Twitter is now in the process of moving millions of tweets from its archives to the library. Now, all they have to do is be able to sort that by the individual that sent it. Huh. Guys, you don't think they'd be able to actually sort by a hashtag, do you? Think they'd be able to do that?
Gosh, Twitter is, so
yeah.
Can't imagine the government wouldn't be able to.
So, just saying.
It'll just cost 10 times as much when they do it.
Yeah, but that, just saying, and if it's out there, it's probably accessible for somebody like, maybe your future employer. So, just wanted to let you know. Want you to feel pretty comfy about that, knowing that that information could be out there for almost anybody to see. And a 15-year-old boy who slept through an airline through his airline destination in Oklahoma said he had difficulty finding help when he exited the plane to Missouri. Eric McBee boarded a Southwest Airlines plane from Phoenix going to Tulsa to attend a boarding school, had on his headphones, slept through the Tulsa stop, and found himself in St. Louis. Got out in St. Louis and couldn't find anybody to help him. Went outside, and a helpful stranger took him to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Police went back, checked with Southwest Airlines. They can't figure out how the count worked out. But nonetheless, they put him on a plane and sent him back to Phoenix free of charge. Oh, cripe. I didn't do the story about the
the bowling shoes and the keyboard.
Yeah.
Common computer keyboard can be the filthiest place for bacteria and germs, but not anymore.
Oh, it's
no.
The bowling shoes.
The $900 keyboard that they have out will enclose it and bathe it in ultraviolet light.
Oh.
Just like they use on bowling shoes.
Oh, I see.
See? And an infrared sensor ejects the keyboard from the light box with a simple wave of a hand when it is clean. So you won't have to worry about, if you have a common keyboard that other people might use, then going, and then typing on your keyboard. So you'll see rows of ultraviolet lights where they'll slide the keyboards under there, they'll move the bowling shoes out, and they'll put those right there.
There you go.
Time to clean the keyboards. Let's go to the bowling alley.
All right. Yeah. On this date in history.
Love this
1838,
part.
Samuel Morris first publicly demonstrated his telegraph. So there you go.
What you want to bet somebody said, that's of the devil.
Yeah, in 1975, Wheel of Fortune premiered. Yeah, worked
there you
out
go.
All right.
The Writers Guild of America has come out with their awards for achievement in writing, original screenplay, 50-50, Bridesmaids, and Midnight in Paris among the nominees.
Bridesmaids!